Blog Talk Radio.
As another girl, wears diamonds and pearls. If I
cigar. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Go slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I was made in Chicago. I got paid in Chicago. Out of town, getting counting profusions of mouth, and it's back to Chicago.
been to Perry, LA, NY, the A to me, they all great. But they not like Chicago. When them Texas boy wedding, niggas turn into bitches like Chicago. Mello, Mahalo. Bay hits, them hitters, it be at your address to see you tomorrow. Flexin', cutting up, they calling me Zara. She got some explaining to do your boo, calling me Frankie Ricardo. I be free on shorty, all I need is more weed, I get money like Marlo. My name is Louis, but they call me Tony, the god of Chicago. Got drillers for hitters, some real cool ass niggas that ride just like Tyra. Be away, ain't no almost, to live and die in Chicago. I smoke up with the riders, do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up, to live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go, if I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close, that's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders, go slide when we ride up, stay inside or get fired up, to live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go, if I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close, that's how we ride in Chicago. They say you can make it anywhere if you make it in Chicago.
Alright.
So don't take offense when I speak about murders and bitches, etc. I'm just speaking Chicago. The media people just eat it up, but really we want Chicago. Niggas be frontin', they moon on, they can't even come to Chicago. Ain't that from Chicago? Murder cappy of America, no murder rate like Chicago. My city influenced my country, can't get away from Chicago. They ask me, Louis, you gon' leave? No, I'm gon' stay in Chicago. I'm the heart of Chicago. I go hard for Chicago. Get pop in my city, get popped in my city, Tupac of Chicago. But I'm still alive though. Turn OIT pyro. Don't you come to Chicago. You get lost in Chicago. I smoke up with the riders. Do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close, that's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders, go slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up, to live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go, if I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close, that's how we ride in Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Friday, Friday,
is going down. Look like it's going to be a showdown at US 41 tomorrow. Presented by Clocked Off, Big Sam, and Leroy, and the Clocked Off crew. Look like they might be out doing themselves this time. Track look like it's massively hooking. They got Mass Traction in the house. Leon came on and showed it. The track is definitely being worked on. So I'm telling y'all right now, it looks like it's going to be a heck of a show. We got about 10 or 11 road races locked in. We're coming all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. Prime time. Boss Bond will be in the house. He got two or three lock-ins. I believe three so far. And I know as long as he stays together, he'll be grabbing some more. It's one thing I got to say about old Boss. He showed Chicago a lot of love. He always come up here and do his thing. While other people's sitting down and making excuses why they can't come. Now, Willie Dog, he'll show some love, too. He'll come up here. But that's about it for the most part. Every once in a while, you might have somebody else might crinkle down this way. Tony Bynum, he come. Get him a few lock-ins, he come. That man is passionate about his racing. And a lot of people try to downplay him. You know, they used to all be in love with him. Now you have some people try to downplay him. But I'm going to get him on in a little while so he can talk about his trips and why he supports Chicago as good as he do. You know. I really love that. But, man, it looks like it's going to be a good lineup. And we just going to hope that everything go down well and that everybody stays safe. I would love for that, you know, everybody to come down there, have their fun, and stay safe at the same time. You know. That's where everybody is right now. Chuck say he might make it on here. Chuck make it on here. He say he definitely got some fish to fry tonight. So, let's make sure that he ain't on the boat, hopefully. What's up, Brother Kid?
Well,
how you doing, Brother Kid?
Shit, all pretty good,
How
you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm doing all right, Kid. Kind of excited for tomorrow. To see how it's going to turn out.
Looks like they're going to have some good race going on out there. I'll see you out there, goddamn it, tonight.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if they got any lock-ins tonight. I was watching a little bit of them out there prepping the track and everything, a couple of shakedowns.
Yeah.
It's looking good. It's looking damn good. You know.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, sir. I'm just wishing everybody, hoping,
if all them races get out tomorrow, it's gonna be a damn good show.
Man, I can't say enough about Boss Bynum, man. I mean, this man been showing us love where everybody else making excuses why they can't come here, and this man has come up here at least what twice this year. He came up just as many times last year. You know, he go up to Michigan, he, wherever that's at. You know, he come up north. He ain't got no problem about coming north. You know. A lot of people
boss,
be trying to downplay that man, but that man really love this game.
Boss said he trying to get that Grudge Racer of the Year award.
It's kind of scary out there hearing what they said last week, you know, about Because he definitely got enough races, and he's been more places than probably anybody. And, you know, they said, well, you know, long as another person make their quarter, as far as, like, if they had to go to three different places, then it ain't no factor that he might have went to 10 different places or whatever. So, you know, hey, I think Boss, he liked getting that grudge race of the year, but more than that, Boss just loves grudge racing, man.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely loves grudge racing.
Yep.
That man stay on the move.
I had talked to him earlier. He said he damn sure was coming.
Oh, yeah. So I was just trying to get time, man. He said he on the road, and he'd be on the road, and he told me to give him a call.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, but if you got his number, you can call him and bring him in with you on your line. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, man. So, Pete had a little sprinkling going down, but boy, Mayweather sure looked good.
Yeah, he had some kind of leak or something. He had to back off the line.
Yeah, but that joker sure looked good, kid.
Mm-hmm.
He got that sucker looking good. He changed that color. It looked good. St. Jose Bo made a pretty decent pass.
Yeah, I don't know if he got any action for tomorrow or not. Because I know them boys up there
in
Michigan.
The
yeah, them boys up there in Michigan, they got a race going on up there at Lapeer.
Yeah.
So I guess most of all the Michigan boys, they'd be going up that way.
I don't think they would have came up this way, no way, man, because the last two events were Chicago was in the house and didn't work out too well for them, so. They probably want to play with each other right now. They don't. I don't think they want to come up here and play right now. You know, because what they had perceived that what was going to happen when they ran to Chicago was the opposite. So I don't think they're in no hurry to get back up there.
Yep.
Anyway, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Looks like Mike Hill might get a chance to get his race out tomorrow. Looks like it's cleaning up down there in Jackson. Yeah, looks like it's cleaning up a little bit, so he should be able to get his race off.
Yes, sir. That's all right. 3490, your mic is open. 248-8504. Your mic is open. Who we got?
Hey Eddie, this is Big Tim. Can I say something? I know that you cut it right down the middle. Can I say something negative? I just want to say this, man. I don't condone.
That's your opinion.
I don't.
That's your opinion.
Thank you so
Tim?
Much.
Shit.
Thank you so much. I don't condone that foolishness. If you guys, I've seen Zay up at Lapeer. I've seen you guys up at 42. Look, man, I'm just going to be honest with you. If you guys invite these guys to come to 41, and I'm saying, I know Jane Black or somebody like that, he a racer, man. He going to race. But if the guys don't want to come, then quit asking them, man. I wouldn't even come to their event. I wouldn't do nothing. I wouldn't even race them because I've been hearing you guys over and over, over and over begging these guys to come and race in y'all house because you guys come up here and run in our house. Everybody's, oh, Tim House, quit sucking and all that. But guess what, man? The truth is the truth. I've been hearing you guys just doing everything you guys can to better the track, better the conditions, get the races on and have fun and laugh and have a good time, and they won't come. Say, man, bump them, man. I wouldn't even waste my time with them. There ain't nothing to drive over there to you guys, man.
No, it's sure in the hell ain't.
The track is good, man. And I know, oh, Tim House, you don't know. I've seen I seen that doggone Mustang, Mike Henderson, or whatever. That son gun flew up through there. I seen Donye fly
yes,
up through there. Chuck and all that. I seen fast cars go straight down that track with no problem. So I don't know, man. I just get sick and tired. You guys are like our family. We be on the phone with each other every day laughing and joking.
Yeah.
But when it comes to making the commitment to drive to you guys, I just don't believe it. Because you know why I'm saying what I'm saying? I seen the Grudge drive all the way from Texas by himself, from Houston, Texas, all the way up
yep.
to y'all
yes,
event. I don't want to hear
yes,
that. Yeah, you seen Boss Bynum drive all the way up to y'all event. I don't want to hear that. And
yes,
it's just stupid, man. I don't want to hear that, man.
Yeah.
And it don't make no sense, man. And I'm not into that. I don't like that. It's not fair. And if you guys have events and things like that, you know, spread it out a little bit and everybody coming, you know, and I think that's a good thing. We have a good rivalry and all that kind of stuff. And that's just foolish to me, man. I wouldn't even beg them no more. I wouldn't even come to the event. I wouldn't even race them. If you want to be like that and these other people can come and we only 4 or 5 hours away from each other and we all on the phone with each other every day laughing and locking in and all that stuff,
all
and then
day,
we don't even come.
All day
man,
long.
Bumped all that
yeah,
stupid
with,
stuff, man.
With a good tailwind, they can be in 4 hours from Detroit.
That's what I'm saying, man. It's just terrible, man. I don't understand.
But they couldn't ask for a better person to be prepping the track than Brandon Mass. So, you know, I don't
well,
know.
It don't make no sense, you know. And then we all talk on the phone with each other that we're gonna race each other, and then we don't. I mean, things happen. Like you just said, Mayweather had a leak. Things happen, man. But you were there. That's not like you didn't show up. You know, come on, man. That don't even make no sense. I don't like it. I don't condone it. And I just think that. It's just selfish and unfair. And everybody want to talk about Grudge Racing. They ain't got friends. Hey, look, man, we're talking about Chicago and Detroit. You know, we don't worry about what's going on in Ohio and, you know, all these other. This is what we do. So let's just have fun and go at it, man. But this is crazy. We won't even show up. I remember back I seen Duval and all them with their cars down there. We all came down there, man, had a good time. But, man, that's crazy, man. That's my negative.
Well, you know what,
I'm sorry. Cause
them guys are going to continue to go around to Detroit, and they're going to continue to be at the events because they like busting their head. So if they want to go try to bust their head, that just go to show that these guys here are true racers. And when they get challenged, they're going to go. I can't knock them for that, but everything you're saying is true. But we can't dwell on that. We're going to always have our events and do what we can do, and they always have an open invitation to be there. Yeah, I mean, if they don't come, fine. If they come, extra fine. But we ain't going to never, and I know them guys are not going to never miss an opportunity, even though they won't come up here as willingly. They're not going to never miss an opportunity to go there and try to bust their head because that's just who they are. And
I look at it like this. That doggone LT live an hour away from me, maybe a little bit more. I look down there, always down there with y'all racing, having a good time. So
yes,
what
sir.
Is the excuse, man?
Yes,
what's the excuse, man? I ain't hearing that, man. That's just terrible. And I think that the more we come down there, the more we going to have fun. Y'all will come up. You've proven that you will. I look up there. I'm up at La Pier. And I'm looking up there. Go Zay and them. I go, oh, there you go. They was there, you know, supporting. So I know. I don't know, man. I don't know. I know Chuck will come up. I know. I've seen them all up here, you know. So I know they'll do it. I know they'll do it.
Yeah.
But to get them to come down, man, the track is top-notch and you guys prepping it. And I mean, come on, man. I seen some gorillas, capital G-O-rillas, going up through there, and they didn't have no problem. Man, they made new bathrooms.
Yes,
man, they got the surface trying. He trying to prep it to make sure you guys are spending. He's spending money to make sure you guys have a safe environment, and then they won't even come to make any excuses. You know, come on, man. And everybody, and I, you know, and I told the guys the other day, I know sometime it happened, but, you know, you guys can, I don't know, they need to put the shows not on the same dates and all that stuff. It's, you know, I just, I don't know. I think it's more ruckus with the foolishness going on that stops the racing, you know, and I just, I don't know. It's just sad to me some days to hear and see the thing that go on, you know. That's just the way I feel about it.
Yes, sir. Hey, Kid, go on and get Tony Dine on.
Yeah, let me see if I can get him on.
All right. Might as well help him along with his trip. Yeah, Tim, I know what you're saying, man.
Good, that
how's
man driving all the way from 100%. Georgia and things like that. Come on, man. Crazy.
And look here, Tim, this might be, if I know, this is probably the best track 41 ever had in life, and they ain't never had a bad track, like people say.
Mm-hmm.
But this track right here, they spent the money into it, man. They got a hell of a circus down there, and it's smooth. Everybody
said
that circus is smooth now. Yeah.
And they were talking about it wasn't, but now the man that put the money, what are you complaining about now? Now what?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Because I tell you, man, they all talked to Craig. Well, I mean, it wasn't our fault, but it was the owner's fault. But, you know, I miss Milan, man. You know, it was close. I could test and get ready and things like
yeah.
that. And, you know, and it's good to have a track for me an hour away, 45 minutes away, you know. And I've seen Chuck and him up here. I've seen him up here. Mm-hmm. I've seen Wit up here. I seen Big Country up here. You know, come on, man. It just, I don't understand it.
Mm-hmm. Well, is that track back open or they closed it down? What?
All I know is that they supposed to.
Legal stuff.
And I think the legal stuff is just about over. And so that's what I got from Junior. And I might be able to get him on and see if he can tell us some more information about it. But, yeah, that's what's going on. But that's good, man. I like
yeah,
what y'all
yeah.
doing. And the man putting money in the track, and, you know, it's good support.
Yeah.
And that's what you have to have, man. You know?
Yes, sir.
And I try to give my
yes,
little, my,
yeah.
you know, I never been to one of the Young Money races, so I went this year to show support. And, you know, so I've been down there, and I've been at, I never told myself I wasn't going to ever go to Lapeer. Because it was just too tight, but they said we can do it, and I went on anyway. You know, I gave my support. So I'm telling you, I ain't no millionaire. I'm not a millionaire.
I've never been to that track, Tim. It's kind of narrow, isn't it?
Yeah, but I tell you, man, the man got a good surface. He got you know, it's there. He's trying to build up things, you know, as far as the stands and all that, man, it's awesome. It don't look like it, but when you go there and you get up in the stands and all that, it's very, very nice. I love it, you know. So I couldn't believe it. I sat up in the stands almost right up over the starting line, and you know, you got just a – it's just awesome. I like it. I just – you know, it's narrow. It is – but if it was a little wider, oh, man, it'd be top-notch, man. You know, so.
Well, has he ever thought about trying to widen it, or you don't know?
I don't know what he's going to do because I used to, I knew exactly when they were doing it, I saw it. I said, ooh, that's kind of narrow because I hunt up there. I used to hunt up there all the time. So I only – if you shot at a Lapeer and it was quiet and you were shooting, I probably might be able to hear it. I'm not that far. I'm about a mile or so away, you know, mile and a half, 2 miles away. You can hear them shotguns go off, you know. So it's not too bad. It's not too bad.
Oh, you live that close to all up here, Tim?
No, I hunt up there.
Okay.
About 1982. I've been hunting up there a long time. So I knew, you know, I knew where Lapeer was. I used to take my streetcar up there and test it back in the day when I made a change or something. I'd zip up to Lapeer and get up there and do what I had to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, that no here nor there, that man putting money in his track, fighting legal battles, You know, Milan having their problems, legal battles. And here you guys got a track that's open, man, prepping and trying to do good. The surface is good. Why not support, man? Why not support? You know? And like I said, one day you might be able to support Drag. You might be able to support Danye. This time you might support Big Sham. This time you might support Peso. This the time you might get, Randy and them's race. And we can mix it all up and have a good time, man. I mean, some of the Detroit cars are fast, man. Some of the cars down there in Indiana and all, I just call it Chicago, and y'all got some fast cars over there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like I told them,
and everybody ain't really been coming out. So,
really, come on, man, that's crazy. We got a bunch of nice cars. I like to see cars like in, big. James Black's, class and Rob and all them, you know. I love to see them cars like Zay and them go at it, man. That's some good racing, man. You know, Terrio, I want to see them kind of cars go, man. So, and I tell you this, I told you this before, I ain't changed my mind. Ever since I was come down to Chicago to race, nothing but hospitality. Everybody was nice, helped me out, different things, man. So, like I tell you guys, I ain't nobody special, but I appreciate you guys, man. Y'all treated me real nice down there. Every time I came, and it didn't matter whose race it was, it was cool, man.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
And you know I'm going to keep Chuck off your back anytime you don't want to be bothering him.
It,
all you got to do is
man.
More on me. I'll take care of him. Yeah.
I sure appreciate it. That's one thing I like about Eddie. Eddie
might be listening now.
Man, he don't want to hear nothing about it. I'll tell you how to handle that. Mudbone. He ain't coming on.
That's right. Okay. Yeah, man, you get him, kid?
No, he's not answering his phone. I left a voicemail. And a text.
Okay. Yeah,
because
he
should
be rolling now.
He might be rolling up or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll help him down the road some, and maybe if he called back in.
Yes, it's about a 10-hour ride for him.
Yes,
10 or 11.
Thought it was more than that.
Yeah, he comes from North Augusta.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir. What's up, Big Ma?
Hey, Eddie. I got that doggone no good lowdown Junior on the phone. Just give us a little background and update on what's happening in Milan.
Yeah, I heard a good update.
Oh, yeah,
what's up, Tim?
What's happening? I thought Milan was shut down. Junior, I thought
Milan
was shut down.
It is shut down right now, but they do have a buyer. It was accepted. It just has to go through the courts next week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a group. It's two guys, Bullock, and I can't remember the other guy's name, $3 million it was purchased for. They plan on having one event this year, just one, just to, so they can, keep their run times and stuff, so they don't
have to go
if you go to it. And then they're going to put a bunch of improvements. I guess they're going to start doing the improvements, immediately. So as soon as the paperwork's signed, but the receivership accepted the offer, the judge just has to sign on the dotted line. Everyone is happy. It will still be a drag strip, and I guess they're talking big renovations. Now the event they're talking about having this year is just a no prep race, and they're only having it just for the regulations, so they don't have to go in front of the Milan Township and have everything changed. Because as long as they have one event every 12
mm-hmm.
months that's open to the public, they get to keep
mm-hmm.
all their same rules and regulations they've had since the last time, I guess, was 1983, since they've been changed. So sounds like real good news. They're talking about sinking some money into the place. So
I'm hearing, I don't know how true it is, you know, the guy over there in Ysipelani, Conrad Kalita.
Kalita, yep.
Yeah, he's both been trying to get it or whatever.
Yeah, he was one of the interested parties for sure. There was actually ended up being four people that were interested, but the Bullock group made the highest bid.
Okay.
And another good thing is that the girls are gone. There was rumor that Deneen was going to be kept on for 1 year just to show them the ropes, but I guess that that is false, and it will be all new staff.
She was going to show him all the ropes. He would have to carry a gun to Junior or what?
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, badass Janine.
Yeah. So, sounds like pretty good news to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it sounds like good news.
I'm
glad for you guys over there in the Motor City.
Yeah, we needed that. That is,
Was it about 30 miles, 40 miles out of Detroit?
It's about 45 miles.
Yeah.
45 miles. I don't know about miles, but it's about 45
minutes
to an hour
from
mile.
I seen a Detroit news article today. Yeah, I think it said it was 45 or 48 miles from Detroit.
In the city.
Yeah, it's already been today. They had an article in the Detroit News. Another newspaper did an article basically saying that the deal was offered, you know, they accepted $3 million. And, I think it's great news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's going on? Tim, you going up to the pier tomorrow?
No, I didn't cut grass last week. And I didn't cut grass today because my daughters and them flew in from Virginia and from Kansas, the one I dropped off. They're here for a wedding, their cousin. And so they showed up and surprised me and my mom's. And they were just there. Boop, there they were. I said, wow.
That's awesome. I love that.
Hey, come to think of it, what is Brian Davis and what's his name doing over there? I haven't heard anything from him, Junior.
Who, Chad?
No, not Chad.
I don't know what the hell they've been doing, to be honest. Brian ain't been doing much racing, to be honest. He was doing the
Jimbo
stuff.
I ain't heard nothing from Jimbo or Brian Davis.
I seen Jimbo just posted a picture of his car set putting her on ice for a while. I know he tore the motor up pretty good the last time out, and I know he had just sunk over 40,000 into it with the new updated heads, all that shit. He did cam lifters, the new heads, the throttle bodies, a bunch of stuff.
Damn.
So I think that he's putting on ice. Rumor was he was going to go Hemi Pro Charger, but I think he's just going to take a break and see what happens with Ducks Race losing its momentum, not understanding exactly what's going to happen with the rules. He was talking about going no prepping.
He was
looking for another car, and now I think all that's on hold. Last I seen a post from him, he said he is going to just chill for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey kid, being broke and poor sometimes has its advantages.
Yeah.
40. You said 40 grand, boy, good grief, boy, ooh-wee.
Tim House, 40 grand to update a motor, like $38,000, rods, pistons, heads, oh, my gosh. You know how much them big newsies are now? $97,000 for that.
And you got to be real close to Pat when you do that. If you're a one-time buyer, you got them, you ain't finna get it at that price.
Unbelievable, ain't it? Wow. Unbelievable. I just seen that car, that Cadillac no prep car, come up for sale. It's brand new, that red one. You probably seen it. It was all over Facebook last week. $253,000. It didn't even have a blown Hemi in it. It had a big block Chevy. Fill it, of course, with. And then I seen a few people coming on there, like Justin Swanstrom posted. He had 330 in the prenup when it came out. Lord mercy, I remember it seems like just 5 years ago, $100,000 would buy you a top contender. Now it ain't even shit. It's over.
That's right.
Yeah, sure.
It just will buy you a goddamn 5 gallons of gas.
That's crazy, isn't it?
But they say that that doggone 41 ready to go.
Man, I hear 41 is looking. Someone said the starting line is
They got some big races.
They got some big races locked in over there too. I was seeing a couple hours ago.
They got about 10 or 11 locked in.
It just sucks that Peso and 41, we ain't got many races up here, and for them to have one on the same day is kind of sucks.
I just said the same thing, kid.
We're, you know what I mean? It's getting smaller, the group of guys racing, to have to split them within 3 hours. That's a tough for both parties, you know what I mean? But it don't look like either. Just to be honest, it looks like 41 to me. Has a lot more good grudge races going than Lapeer, but I know Lapeer's got the shootouts and shit. Sounds like they both have a good show. But well, the good thing is like the weather's going to be good.
Yeah, it's going to be nice weather. They can't hide in the bushes. Besides, they cut all the bushes down around 41, so they can't hide around them.
What you doing, messing with the other cat?
Hey, what's up,
what up, Tim?
Hey, kid, they got Boo Radley in the house, baby. Terrio is in the house.
Yeah, I saw Terrio's in the house.
Yeah.
The chicken man, baby.
Him and Barnes will be going. Him and Vic will be going at it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, Boo Magic in the house?
There you go.
Did they get Pete straightened out, or you don't know?
I don't know.
That's something I want to see. Boy, I love seeing that little baby go down that track, man.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Oh, my goodness. Did you hear that?
Sound like I heard somebody say something about a Buick.
Oh, easy there, kid. Oh, watch man. It now. Goodness gracious.
Man, we got to do something about this, man. We got Buicks and Oldsmobiles and stuff riding around, making noise. Come on, man.
Yeah, I see drag guy. This Oldsmobile out there. He's looking for work.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. These generics making all this noise, drag threatening the young boys with his generic, and the young boys won't move. Man, come on.
Maybe they can trick Rob into coming on out and have a test session and have Big Greg already there.
It ain't that much testing in the world.
Man, oh man.
Rob will be in the house tomorrow. He will be in the house.
Come on, Eddie.
FCC, FCC, is it legal to call the name Buick on the air like that?
I guess it is. Well, they got Big Bad Didi over here with a Buick. He been some kind of dangerous lately.
Yes, sir.
He got Vaughn trembling.
Hey, right here.
Yes, sir.
Right here. What did it say? Even the wind. It said even the wind is sea obey, right?
Yes, sir.
When you call them generic name, even the Dodgers and Fords and the shit, when they obey, they get in line. They get in line.
Oh, man.
Get out of the way.
You know what, D? That remind me when they go out and they say Mudbone, and you see Chuck just sit down and behave.
I can get
some sense then.
Yes, sir.
I like that.
Exactly. Get a hurry,
behave,
don't it?
Talk on
Buick. Get in line real quick. Get in line to hurry. That's it. Get in the hurry. Get in line. What are these generics? These generics taking over. Look, Drag don't even be on the line. I just call Drag name and Rob start trembling. All I do is call his name. Man don't even be on the show. I just call his name. The bullet just start trembling. I can hear his knees clacking through the show.
Lord, how much?
Hey, D, all that's going to change, man. I'm coaching Rob right now. All that's going to change real soon.
Yeah, big, yeah, I called Drag Day, that man needs it. As soon as I said Drag go, that rod not go away. As soon as you think Drag go, that rod not go right on away. I told the man, Clayton, I get him off, he couldn't refuse. I get him off, he had no right to refuse to get it. I tell the man, play himself. If he beat one of these generics, first I say if he beat me, which I know is earthly impossible. But I say if he just beat one of these generics, then I would I'd go get an LS. But if one of these generics beat him, all I want him to do is come back on the show and say that these generics are no longer clowning. They're not playing. They're clowning. He refused to take the bet. I mean, his chances of beating one of these generics are slim and none, and slim truly left the United States.
Lord have mercy.
He know it. Oh. He has accepted it. He just don't want to just say it, but he has accepted it. It's the action speaks louder than words. So his actions let you know he has accepted the fact that these generics are too much for him. And I told before last week, why should I do any more rushing to get out? You can't get an extra automobile. So why should I continue to rush? I told the man, listen, Ken, just finish up next 3-4 years. That'd be fine. Whenever you get there, just put it in the back burner, it'll be finished. He called me a day. He said, listen, he said, I got 90% of the car done. I said, don't even worry about it. Timmy said, do it 2 or 3 years from now. You don't get the action that way. He said, what about Rob? I said, man, he's ducking the automobile right now. He said, he's ducking the old house, man. Drag out his kid.
Generic, yeah, take it over, D.
It took over, bro. What? It ain't they close to one of these generic clans. They're going to baptize them.
But, D, we do have people like Junior coming over with Fords. We do have Junior coming over with Fords.
Found on the road, fix or repair. All he got to do is be a man of his word and do what he said he was going to do. I'm going to take one of these generics and sweet little sweet cherry. Stop and don't let him ride.
My.
These generics are just out of hand.
I know
generic country. Totally out of control.
Bro.
A generic. But Drag trying to pay too much.
305-0478. Who we got?
Drag up here trying to pay people to raise him up, right here. Yeah. Offering and running people for free just to get some action. Now, you know, if you offer a man to raise for free, what does that say?
What's up,
bro? It is what it is. I tried to tell him that their world was coming. Find someone that hit the one, but they want to say something about these generics, but they know they can't because they actually speak louder than words.
But they say these generics is almost like John Wick, almost unstoppable.
They took the A-L-M-O-S-T off. They took the A-L off. They said unstoppable. They took the almost out. They left out the equation. It no longer belonged in the paragraph. Yeah, you want guys like Lil Wong, Key Moskin, Street Outlaw. You just want them guys to do what they said they were going to do for one of these generics and watch these generics work on it. Work out. Them doggone generics in the gym doing push-ups every day.
That's up. Yes, got a few mics open. I don't know if this person here might accidentally hit you, but 305-0478, who we got? Then I'm going to hit the button. I'm going to put them back on the mute. They want to come back in. They can raise, lower their hand and raise it again. That's I'm going to try to call Boss Bam right quick so we can have something to probably talk about for a little while here. If you know me, when it ain't no conversation going on, I ain't gonna sit up there and hold no funeral. All right, y'all, ladies and gentlemen, got a special guest on the phone tonight, the 6-time World Race Champion, Brother Tony Bynes.
Hey, what's up, boss? What's up?
Everything all right, man. You know, I was just looking at the fact that traveling and support all you can, and you show Chicago a lot. You show love up in Michigan. Where everybody else making excuses that they can't come. I just want to race a certain group of people, man. You do it all. You know, I commend you for that, man.
I
appreciate it.
I'm rocking a good little while. It's just, I want to come up there and come to Three Lug home track. Like, what's going to happen?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
We just want to make sure we tell you again and again, because we really do. We appreciate you coming, man, being a man of your word and coming to support and all that, because you're a different breed, man, and we just want to tell you we thank you, we appreciate it, we see it, we acknowledge it. You the man.
Oh, yeah, just come with that gamma hair fun. Gamma hair fun.
Yes, sir. And, I mean, you locking in for people. You don't know which way it's gonna turn out.
Hey, man,
but you're locking in my compadre, Pete. You know, I don't know if you got any more, but that's that'll be a hell of a race right there. Them two right there.
Oh yeah. They're pretty fast, man.
They in the house. He might want to, you know.
Oh, Zay there. I know he's probably gonna do something. In the gate, we're gonna do something some kind of way.
Well, they got their track. They got Mass Traction doing the track. Yeah. It's looking good out there.
Oh yeah. Good time. What time the gates open tomorrow?
10 o'clock.
So kids, you know what time?
10 o'clock.
Is it 10 o'clock? Okay, I was gonna say 11.
10 o'clock.
Getting there 11 o'clock. She's getting there 11 o'clock then.
Damn, boss, why are you on the phone if off the top of your head? Which way would you come?
Say what now?
I said off the top of your head, which way would you be coming?
I can't hear you. Say
on
what
the
now?
Highway. So off the top of your head, which way would you be coming on the highway? Up 75 to what?
I'm coming through. I'm 2 hours to get to Atlanta. When I get to Atlanta, it's about 10 hours to get to Morocco.
Right, you'd be coming up 75 to I guess to 74, and swing that over towards Indianapolis and on over to 41, and then come up. If I'm not mistaken, if that's the way you're
going
to come.
Yeah, I'm just going to follow the GPS. I know I got to go through Atlanta.
Right, right. You got to get over to Atlanta first.
South Carolina and all that stuff, North Carolina, but all them hills and hills and mountains go.
But shit, boss, if you come over to Atlanta, goddamn it, you ain't got to go through no North Carolina shit.
No, I ain't going that way. That's what I'm saying. There's two ways I can go. It gets the same.
Right.
But there's a lot of mountains and shit going up through
North Carolina,
North Carolina area.
If you come north on 75 up to 74, which was 74 gonna run you through Cincinnati, Ohio, and through Indianapolis, and take it straight to 41 and come north. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I usually come. I remember hitting them, windmill things.
Right. Yep.
Now I'm going through there.
Yep.
That's all right. That's all right. A big.
So, in y'all opinion, when I run Three Love, what is a 50-50 chance or 60-40? Which one is it?
I think you know, by Three Love being my team, you know, I don't want to tell you this, but I think it's 55-45. Three Love.
55-45. That's a good race right there. Yeah, 55-45 or 50-50.
Yep. Well, shit.
Almost like a coin toss.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes,
on any given Sunday, anybody can win.
Every race is a 50-50. Every race takes place
in a
50-50. Yep. Now, Puerto Rican Pete, the race between me and Puerto Rican Pete, what you say?
Yeah, I definitely get it. Every race is a 50-50.
I don't care who race. Oh, no, every race you got. Some races you got. Some races you got. 80%
50-50.
Been with one car, 20% been the other.
Every race is a 50-50. Every race go out on that track is a 50-50. I said every race go to that line and turn those beams on is a 50-50 from that point on.
So y'all trying to say when I run,
it can be 9 and 10 before you get
it. It's
going to
be 50 for Pete and 50 for me.
It could be 9 and 10. It could be 100% whops at it until you get in those beams. Once you get in those beams, those races are 50-50. Now, most of you don't understand that, but I promise you I'm correct. I ain't always right. I'm just never wrong.
Every
race that takes place is a 50-50. That's why it's a 50-50, Brady. Anything can happen when you get in there. It's a 50-50 race.
I know that. I know every race.
I know every race
50-50.
You get in there.
Well, I'm saying the bets. How the bets going to go?
Right, man. I can't say how the bets
going to
go.
I'm asking how the bets think the bets going to go.
It wouldn't be hard. I bet my dollars to win.
You're going to stick with the home team, and there's going to be some people that's going to be other than you. So I think the bet's going to be pretty even, too. I think you ain't had no problem getting
it. Yeah. Shouldn't have no problem. Like I said, I bet mine to win. I don't give a shit who it is.
Yes, sir. You're top dog, and then Peter top dog. He won our main man. You know, ain't nobody going to just shadow him out. So
50-50. Yeah. Peter's going to
train him. He's going to catch him. And he got that little bigger looking good, too. I know they don't make him always been fast. If you get down the track, you got some problems, boss. It ain't going to be easy.
I know it.
But you know, you did get lucky though, boss. You know, you can't.
Him and Pete,
well,
you and Pete locked in.
Ain't ready.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I was at
you and Pete locked in
Morocco though.
Yeah, D.
Huh?
Yeah. I mean, you got a little because you know I thought Mudbone would be kind of ready, but you got a way. You got a free pass again. you know, you and Chuck been kind of lucky this year. So. That's all.
I told you, Chuck might be on the phone now, Eddie, but you got to keep it low-key.
Big Eddie. They didn't get me down the track. Where that bitch-ass baby at? They didn't get me down the track. I've been calling that bitch, and he ain't answering the phone now. Ooh, wait, I just got down the track.
Who you talking about, Terrio?
Where that bitch-ass baby at? That bitch-ass baby. You know who the fuck I call the bitch-ass baby.
You ain't talking about Zero, yeah.
Hey, before the motherfucking car made the pass, he went down the track and he called me. They ain't done nothing with my car yet. Bitch, you dead. Lock in. That Leon and them, but Pete just went down the track. Ooh, wee.
Both of y'all on the premises out there. Yeah, both of y'all on the premises.
Yeah, but we got this set out for tomorrow. I got Vic locked in for tomorrow. I got to have the money there. So I'm going to be there. Where that bitch ass at? Tell him there's an APB out there looking for his bitch ass now.
Oh,
he
man.
He just saw the bitch get down the track and the bitch ain't calling me now. The bitch is calling me all day today.
You don't stop all that calling, huh?
Oh, hell yeah. Where old Robin at?
Now, see, that's the Terrio I like.
I had to learn to be humble for a minute. Once you ain't ready, you humble yourself. But I feel real good now. Where that motherfucker? Let me see if Robin going to answer the phone.
In other words, you like what Osa used to say, you bad acting, huh?
Has anybody heard how to track you?
They hooking out there. Brandon Mann's doing the prepping, Tony.
7-0-8-5-5-7-0-3-9-3.
All of them been calling me all goddamn day.
You couldn't ask for a better man to prep the track.
I've been quiet and humble and all that shit, and now I can't find them.
Oh, man.
Where the fuck they at? They on your line?
Tell them
press the one key.
Well, they can't hide in the bushes because 41 cut all the bushes down out there. So they can't hide in the bushes.
Yeah, so we could get this off our chest now. Me and that bitch-ass baby could go on and get this off our chest.
Yeah, you damn sure can.
Yeah, we can. Yeah, buddy. Man, I'm feeling good right about now. Well, see, you be humble, man. You got to be humble for a minute. If your shit ain't ready, I learned to be humble. Don't just be humble.
Yeah.
And once you
ain't
think
no sense blowing a whole lot of hot air. Ain't no sense blowing a whole lot of hot air.
Come out and play. That motherfucker been bouncing like a motherfucker, like Michael Jordan had the ball, and Magic Johnson been bouncing down the track, and I've been getting all kind of, yeah, man, look at that motherfucker. He put radios on there and think he going to go down the track. But now that motherfucker just went down the track. Ooh-wee.
Oh, shit.
Where that bitch-ass baby at? It can't be nothing but a race now. That's all I want to do is be in the race. That's
all. You got a point there.
Best man win. That's all. I want to know where he at.
Your guess as good as mine.
Y'all found him. Please call me and let me know.
That doggone Terrio is back.
Oh, we got a hand up, y'all.
Yeah, I'll be back tomorrow. Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee.
219,
yeah, he's been acting that way for 50 years.
Yo,
what's happening?
Bro, Vic.
What's happening?
Your nightmare just got off the phone.
I'm going to beat the shit out of Vic.
Okay.
I don't care what the fuck they bring. I'm going to beat the shit out of that motherfucker. Bring a bag. That's all I want to do. Either I'm going to win a bag or win a bag. Bring a bag. Okay. Okay. Vic. Hey, we locked
Terrio
in for this clock. Yes, sir.
So what? There ain't nothing else to talk about. You can get all excited all you
now,
want.
Why not? Of course I want to be excited. Hold it. If my car ain't been making it down the track, and I just went down the track, why in the fuck wouldn't I be excited? This means I didn't make it down. I'd be humbled in a motherfucker. Yes,
Terrio, you good, bro.
Yes, sir.
I ain't got nothing. Hey, you good. I'll see you tomorrow.
No, I mean, hold it. No, but I'm answering your question. You said, damn, you all excited? I'm going to tell you again, I'm motherfucking right now I'm excited. I've been going down the track like Michael Jordan and all those motherfuckers passing the ball. I know
you're happy
for me. So let me share my moment.
That's good.
Yes, sir, will you will see me. Yes, sir.
I will see you tomorrow. I will see you tomorrow.
Yes, sir, Bob.
I will see you tomorrow, sir.
Hey man, I'm happy that them two sissies with two bags of dicks right about now.
Damn.
Just remember one thing.
What
same
that?
Thing make you laugh. Same thing make you laugh, make
Hold
you cry.
It. Well, I think I've been crying it long enough. You don't understand. As long as I'm in the race, I'm pretty cool.
I'm pretty cool.
In case shit can't make Shit can't make me cry. The only thing that can make me cry, if for some strange reason I can't open up 1426 South Fifth Avenue. That's the thing that's going to make me cry. That this little bullshit ass drag racing, that shit ain't nothing but hubba bubba fun, baby. Don't make it if you ain't got it to know it. So ain't shit going to make me cry. Shit, what the fuck am I crying about? I called out a bell with a big block, and I'm going to beat your ass. That's all. I've been knowing you ass for 4 minutes. Hey,
sounds
so hell
good.
Yeah. What the fuck
Hey, guess what, Terrio? You ain't
happening.
Did it yet. So
yes, sir.
You ain't did it yet. You ain't whooped me yet. So
that's all right. Well guess
your
what?
Chance,
be there tomorrow.
You got another chance.
Be there
you
tomorrow.
You got another chance.
Yes, sir.
Be you got another
I got another chance
tomorrow.
Yes, I do.
That's right.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
That's up.
Yes, I do, sir. I can't wait.
I hear
yes,
you.
Yes, sir.
I'll be there waiting on you.
You don't stutter, motherfucker. When the fuck you start stuttering? I do.
I'm not stuttering.
You just said
I'm
stuttering
at all.
You did
I said it nice
no,
and clear,
didn't.
Motherfucker.
You clear.
I will be there
no,
tomorrow.
Ask anybody on this phone. And there you go. That's how you talk. Don't go. It's already
ready
out there.
Tomorrow.
Hey,
down on
hey,
your ass,
it's
I'm
out
going.
There. It's out there.
Down
that motherfucker gonna spend the night out there.
Going,
that motherfucker
That's
out
got,
there.
Sir.
You don't understand. Hey, it's out there. It's spending the night out there. That motherfucker got a motherfucker. It got a sleeping bag with him. That bitch spending the night out there. So that motherfucker is already there. Yes, sir, Reebok. You get there. You the one that got to get there. I'm already there. I got a VIP reserve spot in that motherfucker there for tomorrow. That bitch is spending the night out there. That freaking Rican got that Mayweather and that motherfucker in that motorhome out there. He said he done capped up shop tonight. That motherfucker spending the night. I got a VIP spot. So you get there.
I will be there
tomorrow. Yes, sir, Reebok. Yes, sir. I'm waiting. Or should I say, we waiting. We waiting. I want to put on the show tomorrow. I want to put on a good show for the September crowd tomorrow. I want to put on a match show. Yes, sir, Reebok.
We'll make your
okay,
ass.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Told you.
But
that's how.
Hey, I won't be mad. That you should, motherfucker. You bringing the big block? You should. I know what I called out. I know what
listen,
I called out. But you ain't shit.
Listen,
you ain't never impressed
listen,
me. You ain't never impressed
listen,
me.
Man.
You ain't
listen,
never impressed
man.
Me. Yes, sir.
Whatever
yes, sir.
I bring out,
yes,
you ain't never whooping.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give
so
a fuck what you
fuck
bring.
Up.
I let you, hold it. I let you make a choice with the motherfucker. I told you to go eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Or in old school class, Johnny struck a match and the match went out, motherfucker. to put both them motherfuckers and go, it could pick a soda cracker, it could pick a boo. It could pick a soda, but oh, the soda cracker, out goes you. Motherfucker, go old school. I let you take a choice of whatever one you want to bring. Shit, you think I give a fuck? Just old school. Yeah, I mean, you don't know shit about it. Hey, Big Eddie and that Big Eddie and D and Tim out. They don't know shit about that. I'll be quiet a minute.
You going to be quiet after tomorrow.
I always talk, Vic. What?
You going to be quiet after tomorrow.
Why would I be quiet? Vic, I promise you. Vic, it's only a little money. I don't pay a shit. I'm not for the motherfucking bragging rights. I want your motherfucking money. It's just like a crapshoot. I got you faded, motherfucker. I'm trying to pass on your ass. So shit, it ain't nothing to be quiet about. Shit, it ain't nothing but a crap game.
That's
what the fuck you talking about? Hell, we ain't doing nothing but shooting dice now. Hell.
Hey, brother.
Hell,
I will see you tomorrow. Thank you.
I'm already there. Remember,
good,
I'm there. I got a reserved spot. Thank you. You get there. I ain't got to worry about being late or nothing. I'm already there.
That's a good sign. You got to get there. I will be there.
I'm looking forward. Thank you, Mr. Vic. Thank you. Yeah, okay. All that sound good. Get your ass there. That's all.
I'm cool. I'm cool, calm, and collected. Yeah. I'm going to fuck you up tomorrow.
You don't sound it. You really don't sound it, man. You really, 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 really don't sound it. You don't sound it.
You told me, no.
I don't want you to stutter. You stuttered a minute ago. I ain't never heard you stutter. Man, everybody on the phone that heard you stutter.
If I was going to stutter, I wouldn't have stuttered then, motherfucker.
I locked you in on the blast. On the blind, and my car ain't made it down the track until the night, motherfucker. I didn't care about you. Who the fuck is Vic? You ain't never been shit. I don't give a fuck about you, man. Hell,
I'm gonna be shit.
I just locked Day in the blind. Hold it. I didn't lock Jay in on the blind because I got enough respect for him. I said, no, but you, man, I went out on the limb, man. Man, my car wasn't even ready yet. And it was supposed to be ready. But I said, what the fuck is Vic? Man, you ain't no man. You ain't gained no respect in this drag race. How am I an idiot? I respect the fuck out of you like a man, but as a drag racer, you ain't shit. You ain't nothing but a dummy.
I know, but
you ain't nothing but a dummy in the motherfucker way.
Have you ever whooped me? No, I haven't.
When is the last time you ran me? You only ran me that one time, and I had you dead then, motherfucker. But you won. That was 6 years ago. Once I had that blue motherfucker. Slippers count.
What happened?
That's all you got to do is to keep playing. You wouldn't play with me no more until I called your trick ass out. You wouldn't play with me no more. I've been calling you out for the longest. That you did get some nerve because you thought I wasn't getting down the track. I've been calling you out that every goddamn year.
Call out.
Terrio, I ain't ready. I'm going to run you with this green motherfucker we got. I'm going to run you with it. Motherfucker, I've been calling you every goddamn year. You did get courage because that you had thought that I was going to Bud Wells or somebody. Man, I've been calling you out. Man, I've been calling you out every motherfucking year.
Terrio.
But guess what? I got you now.
It's your show tonight, Terrio. I got your ass now. It ain't my show tonight.
It ain't no show I'm trying to have. I'm getting ready to get off the phone.
I just want you to know.
Listen to what's going to happen tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'm going to either win some money or lose some money. It ain't no love lost. After I beat your ass, you back to being cool, Vic. But I'm going to beat the shit out of you. motherfucker. You ain't no motherfucking drag racist. You in the way.
I'm gonna still patronize
you in the way.
Buy chicken from
me. You in the way. Yes, sir. You in the way. You ain't no motherfucking drag racist.
Look.
I damn near might have bring my Monte Carlo and beat toe tag ass. You ain't no motherfucking drag racer. Have that motherfucker there. That one I got to bring.
I dare you.
What you gonna do for it?
I dare you.
What you gonna do for it?
I dare you.
What you gonna do for it? What you gonna do for it?
You got the brake.
You gonna drive it there?
Get your faggot ass
no.
up there.
Are you gonna drive it there? I said I'm gonna drive that Monte Carlo there. You are drive your motherfucking tow tag there. I'm gonna run your head up. Drive that motherfucker
that.
There.
You got
okay,
the brake.
Okay, I got
the
brake. I got the brake from you any goddamn way. I got the brake. I got the brake from you then anyway. What
man, something wrong with this.
What street car? What street car you got? What street car?
Whatever you want me to have.
Oh, man, there you go. Drive it to the track. I'm going to drive man. I'm going to run your head.
Terrio, guess what?
Yes, sir.
I will
yes,
see
sir.
You tomorrow,
sir.
Sweetie.
Oh, okay, then. Well, stop lying. You got a street car. Okay, thank you, sir. Now, humble yourself once you talk to me. Motherfucker, before
well,
I make change out of your $2 ass.
Make you scream my name.
Yeah.
Make you scream my name.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm going to scream and pay you then if you beat me. That's all. Talking about you got a street car. I take that Monte Carlo and beat your ass. Drive it there. Show
fuck
me you got a
Monte
street
Carlo. Fuck your Monte Carlo
okay.
and fuck what you talking about. I will see you tomorrow, brother.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you. That's right. Humble yourself down once you talk to me, motherfucker. Thank you. Now you're sounding back humble.
Never
now you
that,
did sir.
Did.
Never you that. Did. Yeah, okay. Okay. Okay, Vic. Well, I'll be the bigger man. I'll be humble. I'll see you tomorrow, Vic. It's nice talking to you, Vic.
Nice talking
thank you, Vic.
To you, too.
Thank you for coming to the show tonight. Night, Vic. Can you find that bitch-ass baby
night.
For me, Vic?
Tomorrow,
why is it my goddamn night? Why the fuck is it my night?
You look, everybody
it's everybody night. We
all
living.
Everybody
oh,
looking
look
good
what?
By themselves.
Yeah.
Everybody
well,
looking good
what?
By themselves.
Well, I ain't been looking good by myself lately, sir. I'm going to say it again. You a damn lie. I've been by myself. They've been out there by themselves for the last three, four goddamn times that at the track. And that motherfucker been looking like that motherfucker taking dribbling lessons. Like that motherfucker want to be a motherfucking dog.
Come 6 o'clock tomorrow. That's your doomsday.
Uh-huh. Thank you, sir. I'll be waiting. I'll be
mm-hmm.
waiting, Vic. To rebound.
Hey,
I will
again,
be waiting.
Go back with the show, man. This motherfucker, he happy because I ain't mad at him. He happy. It's kind of went down the trail. But
hey,
I'm going to stop all that.
Hey, Vic. Hey, Big Eddie, Tim House.
Nobody
on. Okay, then. Well, I might as well go. Okay, bye bye.
Yeah. They're going to be getting it in tomorrow, huh?
Yes, sir. And I can't wait. I'm just cool, calm, and collected. It's going
what?
Down tomorrow.
Hey, but I heard something about it's supposed to be sunny and 78 degrees. Is that true?
I don't know what it's going to be, but it's going to be nice enough for me to fuck Terrio up. That's all.
That'll be a good thing. Y'all get it on, man. To either one,
right.
Man.
I congratulate
y'all get to the ring, no matter what happens.
Oh, we gonna get it on. Ain't gonna do nothing but get it on. It's got to happen. Motherfucker called me out. Think I wasn't gonna answer the challenge? Shit. Motherfucking ass up there. Just like he called me out, I answered. Get up there.
There you go.
Just like he said, either he going to win some money or lose some money. That's the way I look at it. Either we going to win some money or I'm going to lose some money.
Yes, sir. Well,
yeah, that's
the way to look at it.
But yes, best believe I don't come to lose.
Say you play to win the game.
That's it. Fucking scared of that top. Fuck Terry.
Well, you got his work cut out tomorrow.
Hey, Eddie, ain't nobody in the oven today?
Yeah. Huh?
Anybody on the getting cooked up today?
They down there right now. They making test passes, but they looking good. The only one that's blowing the tires off is Big Sam. Everybody else going down the track.
Okay.
Ron just made a hell of a hit. Jeremiah made a good hit.
You on a live feed?
It look like it's working.
Where are you viewing it from?
Leon mostly.
Okay.
You go back on the page and see all the ones. Yes, sir. Looking good. Yes, sir. Hey, ain't nobody got no question for Boss Band? Boss Band on here.
That was on their side.
Yes, sir. He come in and put in work.
Uh-oh. Here we go. The chef is in the house.
What up, Ed?
What's up, chef?
What's
What's going on?
What's all that damn music in the background, Eddie?
I was just asking.
Terry,
he ride, you know, he got to have a little sound and stuff, you know.
Terry, I'm talking crazy about what?
They finally went down the track, so now he think he going to kill or something. He going to kill or something. They going to do a motherfucking thing.
Who he going to kill?
He sure ain't finna kill me. I'm going to beat the fuck out of Terry tomorrow.
Oh, shit. That's what I'm talking about. I already know who I'm betting with tomorrow.
Beat the fuck out of Terrio tomorrow.
Oh, shit. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, there's quite a few of them going down the track. The only one I see blowing up is the Big Chan.
Well, you ain't saying it's about Big Sam.
Yeah, man.
Oh. Yeah, well, we got
the cars off, man.
We got the race
tomorrow. Name with the Mustang that he got the last time.
Oh,
D-Bam? Bam Bam. Or...
No,
he wanted to be. Yeah, they
want to
be
famous.
Yeah.
Right. He ain't going to win like that.
Hey, Eddie, can you hear me? Come here.
Say it again.
I say, can you hear me clear? Is it my phone or your phone fucking up?
I don't know, man. I've been hearing a little... I've been hearing like cutting. call my phone do sometime. I don't know if it's my phone or if they're on the show.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Both of y'all sound pretty clear.
Yeah, well, that shit was fading,
yeah,
man. Yeah,
it sound like it's fading in and out, though, Ma.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have a little shit going on tomorrow.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a good show tomorrow.
What you say, Eddie?
Yeah. I said, yeah, it looks like it's going to be a hell of a show tomorrow. It could turn tonight.
Eddie, that's your phone going in and out.
I'm scared to hang up if I might fall. If I hang up and call back.
No. Hey, Vic, what y'all running for tomorrow?
It's 5 on 1500 a buck. But it's going up. Oh. You already know that. It's going to go up.
Okay. I got some good side bets tomorrow.
Head up Pro Tree to the 8.
What time, Vic?
6 o'clock.
Okay. So that mean I can get there at 4 o'clock and get rich. Okay, all right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, Chuck, man, I'm going to try this so I can see if I can straighten myself out. Hey, Tony Bynum, don't go up the show and try to call it back. I hope it don't cut the show off.
What, you got put Tony on the show?
Yeah, Tony on.
Okay.
I'm going to try to hang up the show and call back in. Hold on, y'all. Hope it don't go nowhere.
Hey, Chuck, I ain't forgot to send you that stuff on Jefferson, man. This is a new phone. I'm just trying to figure out how to work.
Yeah, I hear you, bro. I hear you. That's when you get it. Just send it to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't remember if they allow you to bring them, but just in case, I would bring a 4Runner or the golf cart or something. Because, man, that walking is going to be something else, man. That place is big.
Man, I'm just going to bring a bunch of shit I want to get rid of.
Okay.
That's it.
Oh, we got a hand up.
I ain't walking nowhere. I'm going to put that shit up there and sit down there and have me a beer.
Hey, you know what? You need to check with Drag, too, because normally he has something going on, a booth going on out there, too. Maybe y'all can team up.
All right, I call Drag Sunday. I ain't going to fuck with Ma because I know they got
okay.
I know he's going to be racing, but we'll see.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
So, Eddie, what you got? I mean, what's all the locked-in races? Huh? Somebody got some fucking music in the background, Eddie.
I don't know who that is, Chuck.
Okay. I'm just telling
you.
I'm not giving you it. Well, I like pocket change over 3 love. Hello?
You like pocket change over 3 love, man?
I like pocket change over 3 love. And I like Vic Race.
Hey, didn't Bonds pay somebody who had a race locked in with Tony Bynum?
Damn, Mark, where you been? He got to run 3 legs tomorrow.
Okay, I thought I heard Bonds say something.
And I ain't even on the damn show. I know that much.
Yeah, I ain't been on the show but once or twice, and only for a couple minutes. I ain't
Bonds,
even been on there to keep
Bonds
up with
got
that.
2 races tomorrow, Chuck.
Yeah. I got to think about the one between him and Pete, but I got a little money on Tony. Hello.
Then you got B-Fin and Big Sham.
I take B-Fin.
And who else you got? Ontario and Vic.
I take Vic.
You got that blue photo on Nova, seeing them had out there on the streets. I don't forget who in the fuck he was racing.
Okay. I don't know nothing about that. So. Them $20 bets, I don't know nothing about them.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think RBL might be racing Vaughn. And Vaughn on horsepower when he's spraying.
Oh, okay.
Well, what car Vaughn going to drive? What car?
Well, the grandson or whatever name that is.
A grandson?
Yeah, I think so. The old mobile.
Yeah. Okay.
He just made a hell of a pass with it. He just made a good pass with it.
Who made a good pass?
Vaughn.
Okay.
Vaughn made a good pass. Jeremiah made a good pass. Man, everybody got up there.
Jeremiah got a race locked in tomorrow.
Shit, I don't know.
Nope. Okay.
Who in the fuck is that boy racing?
He got kind of hyped up when he seen the car make the pass, and he was yapping at somebody.
Bud, you locked in among somebody.
Yeah, what's that about, kid?
Bud locked in among
Bud and Day-Day. Run Day-Day.
Oh, okay.
Day-Day.
Okay.
Yeah.
With Bud car or Peanut car?
I thought Bud car.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That'd be an interesting race there.
I think Bud and them running on the motor and Day-Day and them spraying.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold the fuck up, Vic. Bud running on the motor and Day-Day spraying.
I think that's what it is. Don't quote me, but I think that's how the race going.
Oh, shit. That shit lopsided as hell.
And then you got who you got Yak racing somebody.
Who is that? I think Yak locked in with is it Freddie now?
Oh yeah, right. Freddie now.
Yeah,
yep.
Oh that ought to be good.
They got about 10 good races gonna happen tomorrow, Chuck. Goddamn! Bring the Millers and some popcorn, man.
I'm gonna bring the Millers and all that motherfucking money I won in Alabama.
That is steel. Oh boy!
Yeah, I be there. I ain't got shit else to do tomorrow. I ain't got no dog in the fight. I'm gonna be a sideline better.
I heard that. It's gonna be very interesting.
Hey, Vic, you got a carryover with what car?
With the 06 Monte Carlo, the new body style.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
How'd y'all get that? Damn.
Oh, man.
That's why Vic just laughed.
Oh, my God.
Hey, he went on there pumping his motherfucking chest, talking about where Vic at. I said, right here, lock your ass in. Hey, that's how it happened. Get up there.
Yeah. All right.
I got to make sure I be there by 4 o'clock so I can get me a little betting action going on the side. You know? Yeah.
It's nuts hot right now, but he going to be calling after 6 o'clock. I promise you that.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I like the fact that, you know, I love the fact that Tony Bryan come out here and support us and do this racing thing, but I hate the fact that he's going to get mistreated. I really don't like the mistreatment.
He going to be what? You hate the fact he going to be
mistreated,
what?
Mistreated, you know.
How you going to be mistreated?
You know that. Around three guys gonna talk him around and Pete gonna talk him around and you know he come up here messing around with these Chicago boys, man.
Man,
Chicago boys played the fuck out all last week.
No, that ain't true,
man. You know.
That ain't true.
It's true.
Chicago did real motherfucking good last week.
They paid the punk out, and grandson paid the punk out.
Well, Vaughn did because his car was fucked up. But you know what? I ain't mad about they paying that fucking punk out because the bigger picture took care of all that.
Oh yeah, I don't blame him on that.
Hey.
So when I came to Ohio, he paid the punk out money again too.
Yeah,
he paid the punk out money in Ohio too now.
His car was fucked up, but it wasn't fucked up in Alabama.
Mine was fucked up. Mine was fucked up, too.
Yeah, you know. Why not pay $200 when you can get $10,000? Fuck it.
So what I'm understanding, Chuck, you trying to say James Black was a jackass or something? Or is that what you're trying to say?
Man, they fucked it. They fucked that car all over.
Lord have mercy.
I don't know what kind of
it's running in
Michigan, but they better not never call Zay name no more.
The Shane Black gonna be down there tomorrow.
No, they probably be up in Michigan. They'll probably be up there in Michigan, boss.
I want to come back to Chicago.
I
want Chicago to come back.
Well, I ain't going to say what happened, but I don't think he'd be out for a couple of weeks.
Okay.
So we'll see.
2 weeks.
They had a little incident with the car. I mean, you know, I hate to see that shit happen. You know, it is what it is. You know.
Pulling out a Augusta right now.
How far is from Augusta to Atlanta, Tony?
Take me 2 hours to get to Atlanta and 10 hours from there to get to Morocco.
It take them 2 hours to get to Atlanta and an hour and a half to get out that fucking traffic jam.
Shit, more than that.
The traffic going to be bad tonight. That's why I wait this time of night. It ain't going to be bad tonight.
Shit,
and then 8 o'clock or
been...
7 o'clock, something different.
Goddamn, when we left Orangeburg, goddamn, it came back through Atlanta. I said, Lord, have mercy. Next time I come
Atlanta.
Through this motherfucker, it'll be
time?
In a helicopter.
What time?
Shit,
what time
was,
y'all came through
Atlanta? The sun hadn't went down yet, but I said next time I come through Atlanta, goddamn it, I'm gonna be in a motherfucking helicopter.
The only time you get through Atlanta is 1 a.m. through 5 a.m. If you go through that bitch, you are gonna get fucked up.
Mm-hmm. I thought Chicago was fucked up.
No, they said way worse than us.
I see that.
Oh yeah.
I'll be going through that. I'll be going there around 12:30, so it'll be all right.
Hey, Tony, what's your first race?
First race is all locked in. It's 7 o'clock. See the.
Okay, I'll be there at 4, so I see you before that.
Knowing me, you know, I try to get somebody to vote in.
I need pocket change. Make me some pocket change.
Oh, man.
Man, can y'all believe, man, they got a lot of folks out here with attitude while I'm going coming up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, hey. You ain't doing shit wrong.
Why I'm leaving my home track.
You're going where you're going to make your money.
I go and tell them anywhere I want to go at. What the hell are they thinking about?
Well, that's why you're the boss, goddammit.
You ain't doing shit wrong.
You have to go through that.
Yeah, see.
Y'all don't have one going away on me. I can't go no way.
Let's see.
I wish a lot of them would follow through and do like you do instead of keep on coming up with excuses and carrying on, you know.
Yeah.
I wish a lot of them follow through, you know. Because Chicago support, they be everywhere.
Yeah.
They be in the hardwood. They be looking like the. It be looking like Chicago track. It be some of Chicago people in the upper, everybody else is right.
Yeah, boy, Chicago, they came and represented down still Alabama last
yeah.
week.
Always, man. They always represent. That's all. That's why, you know, it shouldn't be so hard for them guys to want to come up here and represent. You know. That's why we big one.
Yeah.
It looks like we got a good track now. That 41 is a damn good track now. They can't complain about that.
They got a lot of stopping room, too.
It's a long track, Tom. Well, you've been here, so it's a long track. They can stop. They got a lot of stopping
room. Like that.
I'm just wondering if it's going to be like y'all was when y'all was up here about 6 years ago and everybody wanted to race you, and you fucked all of them up.
Oh, man, not the 7-Up. Not the 7-Up, Chuck.
Yeah. That motherfucker, they had the fucking door open going down the track, whooping motherfuckers. That was fucked up.
Hey, Chuck, so what you trying to say, you trying to say that Tony Bryan ain't really coming to support the track. He just coming for the easy picking, huh?
Oh, man. Not
you call it how you see it, Mark. I mean, they call this dumb and he obliged. I mean, you know, I ain't on his fucking side. But, shit, why not?
Yeah, tell me to ask me to come. Ask me to come.
You go where you can race, Big Mark. That's
there
all.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I got a freak.
You know?
It ain't gonna be that. It ain't gonna be no catwalk, Chuck. I got to straighten it.
Ain't gonna be no catwalk tomorrow.
Who said that?
It
was Big Eddie.
That lousy ass slow ass Eddie that got you on the phone. That motherfucker said, I got
$100. Me and you a little bit. I got $100. Broken race. I got locked in. Gonna be a gap. I can't just gap one and win. I got to gap both to win. $100. We locked. Now, if they pay the puck out money, they automatic gap them now. You know that, right?
Hell no, I don't do that.
No, I gap them. I mean, they didn't leave the finish line. They didn't finish. If a man don't leave the finish line, you go through what that means.
No bet, Eddie, that's why you never bet the way the pot pays. You got to say if they race. You got to say if they race, Eddie.
That's right.
You, never,
you didn't say nothing about
you.
You
can't never pay the way
out,
the pot
like,
pays.
You
going to get fucked up.
Hey, if they race. After the two races I got locked in, so if the man don't leave the line, take the fuck out of money, he gapped, right?
No bet.
God damn.
That's sorry, motherfucker, going back up. You know he is.
Come on, Chuck.
It worked both ways. If I pay the fuck out, that means I lost too. You pay the fuck out money, you're supposed to lose everything.
Now I want two cars to go down the track. I want two cars to turn on four buds.
Well, you pay the fuck out money, you're giving up all rights. You're giving up all rights when you pay the fuck out money.
Yep.
I should have let Tony take your little $100.
I might bring mud bone out there. Then you got problems.
Mud bone.
Yes, sir. I'm going to have to bring mud bone out there. Then you got problems.
I don't even know what car you talking about mud bone, but he got the base stage tire
Tony, stop. You ain't gonna never see mud bone at a motherfucking track. Tony, stop. It ain't gonna happen.
Come on, Chuck.
I mean, something to kick the party off, man.
Well, you ain't going to kick no party off with Dub on.
I got Chuck in line. Chuck don't want no trouble, Tony. I got him in line.
Yeah.
No, Eddie, did you hear what Chuck just said? He called your car Dub on.
Man.
Lord have mercy. Goddamn, Chuck, you was very disrespectful.
Hey, kid, stop me when I'm lying. Stop me when I'm lying.
I'm going on mute. Oh, boy.
Fuck it. Yeah, Chuck, for tomorrow, man. I'm sick of you, man.
Sweet, Lord.
Yeah.
Sweet chariots.
Yeah. They might get a little action tomorrow, so we're going to see what happens. You know?
Yes, look.
See what? Is anybody else from Michigan coming out
here? 199, your mic is open.
Hi. Yo.
Not that I know of.
What's going down?
I don't think nobody comes from Michigan.
Going down.
Okay.
You know, Peso got a race up there at Lapeer.
Oh. Okay.
Mr. Okay. Chuck, how you doing, Mr. Chuck?
What up, bro? What's up?
Just chilling. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like the Camp 18 does. Camp 18 do.
Yeah. Hey, Steve,
call
me in the morning because your cousin just called me on the truck.
He out there in the truck.
Did you get me, Steve?
Oh, yes, yeah, okay.
Huh?
Yeah.
Call me in the morning because your cousin just told me something you got I need.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just call me in the morning.
No. Call when the show get off.
Huh?
Call when the show off because I don't get off at 5 in the morning.
No, mother. When I hang up the phone, it's over. I'm going to bed.
Okay.
Yeah, just call me.
Chuck,
call
gonna
me in the morning.
You gonna do some frying before you go?
Yeah, I'm here, Eddie. I'm back at home. I'm ready to fry.
Okay.
You just tell me what motherfucker you want me to fry.
Off and coming back.
Who are you cooking tonight, Eddie?
Chuck got the.
I'm gonna try
what you seen, man.
Did y'all fry Jeremiah last week on duty?
Yeah,
you know.
No, I was in Alabama, so I don't know what happened on the street.
I fried him good. I fried him for getting his ass whooped, and I fried him for the act that he did on his brother. So, yeah, I fried him very good.
What happened on that, Eddie? I ain't hear that.
Yeah, tell Chuck, man. Tell Chuck, Eddie.
What Jeremiah do now?
RBL whoop Jeremiah. He got his brother and made his brother take his car off the trailer and left his ass out. They told me he's going to burn that motherfucker up. He better not never put that shit back on the trailer.
What? Damn.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Hey, Chuck, is y'all Central Standard Time or Eastern Standard
Time? Central.
We Central. We Central
Morocco.
Time.
Morocco is Central. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But I gained an hour.
Man, that man move around so much, he don't know what time zone he in.
Yeah, we Central.
And nationwide.
It's only going to change when you're coming up through Indiana on 65. It's going to change for about 100 miles, then it's going to change right back.
Yeah.
So it may not take but left.
You be all right. Same way once you pass Indianapolis, you got about 100 miles, get off at Route 10 or Route 14, take you straight to Morocco. Take you to the killing field.
Route 14,
Tony. Route 14. Yeah, 14 or 10, either one of them will take you straight to the track.
Tomorrow.
And of all the days, I got to go. I got to go to work tomorrow. Of all the things.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Got to get that money, bro. Got to get
hey,
that money.
Yeah. Thank God for life.
Hey, y'all. I'm finna go. Hey, Charles.
Yeah.
I'll see y'all tomorrow. I'm finna go.
All right, boss.
I'll hit you up in the morning.
Okay,
boss.
You know, kid gonna hit you up.
Yeah.
Well, we got Eddie O.
Hey, kid, you cooking tomorrow?
He's hiding everything.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me look at this carryo pass right quick, man.
Let's go.
Hello.
Dude,
hard to hear with everything going.
He went. Carryo went straight down the track.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he went straight down the track.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
He said, not only is he looking for Vic, he's looking for the baby, too, a.k.a. Zabo.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he looking for Zabo out there.
Is that what he said, kid?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He been hanging out in the mouth sauce out too long.
I like to see that happen.
Yeah.
Steve, you say you got to work tomorrow?
Yeah, I got to work tomorrow.
Man, they ain't goddamn it building no fours. Goddamn, they can't find no chips. I wouldn't even go in if I was you.
Hey, I already took off 2-3 days last week. I gotta get a check.
Oh, okay. All right, damn. Well, yeah, you better go and get a check.
I gotta get a check.
Hey, kid. Steve, don't know the number. Ooh. Open the gate. He sit on the forklift and get on his phone, in the corner. And 8 hours later, he come back.
Oh, man.
I drive the car. I drive the cars back and forth. I sit in the parking lot.
But ain't no cars to drive.
Ain't got no chips.
They got these half-built cars over here. They find a piece.
They put too much pressure on the first hit.
Oh, man.
They bring the pressure down. Try it again.
What you talking about, Eddie?
And he's going all the way back to the water box.
What are you talking about?
I told you that video wasn't complete, Eddie. They're going to go from that video over to Three Love.
What video are you watching, Eddie?
You watching Cal City, Cal City.
All right, let me cut this off.
Everything I said happened, didn't it?
You know?
After
seen
Cal
them videos.
Oh,
yeah,
that's old.
Yeah, I had to just
go back
and look at them.
Yeah.
Goddamn slow ass.
You need to reboot to your catch up.
Told you these motherfucking talk show hosts be slower than the motherfucker. They just don't get it.
Lord,
that video was 18 minutes ago.
All right, Eddie, who we going to fry tonight, Eddie?
It's making progress. No, Rod is making progress.
I hear D in the background.
Man.
I hear D in the background. I heard the Buick was going to be on the property tomorrow. I just heard that now. I don't know if I'm lying or not. But my ears lying to me.
I'm in the middle of you in the head, Chuck.
I ain't had enough, kid.
Oh, okay.
The only reason I came home early, goddammit, because I got to work in the morning so I can make it to the track. That's all. I mean, somebody just whistled to me, said the Buick could be in the house. I'm like, oh, shit.
Hey, if Jesus can turn water into wine, Brother G can turn that Buick to the track.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
short of while. Time is getting short.
You going to be out there, D, tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to do like, you know, Chuck, I'm going to get up and, you know, I tell them all the time, those guys is out there with those cars, that's because they prepared already. Yeah, that's why they out there. Yeah, I'm going to get up in the morning and do what it takes to keep preparing.
Okay.
He said we're 3/4 of the way there, so, you know.
Yeah. So that way,
that
August 2022, you'd be 100%.
Yeah.
I got you.
You know it. Trying to finish that last quarter. Yes, sir. It's still going to be over
well,
after
know.
A while.
You know, his quarters is 5 years.
Oh,
so
happy
day.
Oh,
man.
Happy day real soon.
Oh, man.
Well, leave.
What, man, just leave me 41, man. Just leave me 41.
Yeah, I see.
I told y'all, that shit over.
Okay.
What up, Lee? What's up, baby?
What up?
It's on tomorrow.
I came out tonight, made a few dollars. Goddamn it, you know how it is.
You gonna make it killing both ways tomorrow.
Yeah. I got a lot of nice shit I'm doing tomorrow, so it's gonna be alright.
Well, you know, I'm gonna be front and center with you, boy.
Yes, sir.
So, hey, Lee, you just came.
Yeah.
Right. Who looked the best tonight?
Lowrider.
Terry.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
He made a good pass.
Yeah, he made a good pass. He got to run Vic. You got to make a good pass on Vic now. Shit.
Yeah.
But his car looked real good.
Yeah. It looked good on video. I seen it.
Yeah. That motherfucker looked good in person. He got out on there now.
Yeah.
But, you know, like we say, all them test passes, goddamn, they be test passes. You got to make that pass on the motherfucker to win some money.
Yeah, you look good by yourself.
You
yes, sir. It's going to be very interesting tomorrow.
Sure will.
That motherfucker Vic say he ain't going to even take his glasses off tomorrow, so he ain't worried.
Come on, man.
I just
want to see everybody race.
I'm with that too. I want to see some motherfuckers race.
Race and be safe.
Yep. That's what it is, right? Yeah. Race and be safe.
No fuck up.
I want to see some racing. Y'all want to see those riders.
Oh, man. I thought you had muted these mics. I really came out tonight.
You know what? Hey, Eddie, he said that shit made me want to go back to Alabama.
Oh, man.
I see some real racing.
Well, I'm gonna sit back and relax and get me a plate of chicken wings and fish from my buddy the chef over there.
You hit my car, partner. I'm probably gonna beat the brakes off you, boy.
Find brother Chuck and get one of them cold ones, and I'm gonna sit back and relax.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
We got one driving like he's drunk and a skunk. He hitting me. He'll be pretty nice tonight.
Hey, that old Oldsmobile went down through
there
too now.
Oh, man. Not the big fella.
Generic taking over. Generic's taking over.
First coronavirus.
He put Lincoln in that old tonight.
Leon was looking for a button to press.
So he got to get back in his own car. He go ahead. Leon love that shit too much.
He turned the bulb on and get the whacking on shit.
I'm telling y'all, drop top for sale. You enjoy that generic. Well, you drive one of generic, they like going black. You just don't go back.
Leon can't wait to get back in his own car. Just wait.
Drop chop is for sale. Go get one generic. What are you going to go get next? He looking for a mobile right now.
Hey, Chuck, let me swing. Tell him, Chuck.
Tell you, Chuck, I bet y'all over there in there right now looking for one.
Tell him, Chuck. Let me swing your car on motor. Tell him, Chuck.
I don't need no
of
my car run on motor.
Hold on. Brother,
can I get an amen? Yeah, I don't even think that motherfucker fired up unless it's his male nitrous. Yeah.
Leon got the National Dragster, Carnier Fables and everything. Can you find me one of these? Man, you gotta come out, man. I don't want that junk no more. Find me a generic. My mic still up. Man, I thought my mic was cutting. My mic still up. My bad.
We gonna see tomorrow, though, goddammit.
Tomorrow you got to get away from it, Chuck. Now, when you have to walk away, tomorrow, you going to say, man, no right to say that. His whole talk tomorrow about, man, why I put that sucker in high gear? I never knew a generic could act like that.
Yeah.
Well,
hey, Hey, D, you know what? It's true. But then my all them bitches look fast by themselves.
Oh, yeah, that's no joke. That's a fact of life.
So,
all of them look fast by themselves.
I know they got some good races tomorrow. So I'll be there sitting in the stands, minding my own business. Somebody say something stupid. We got to bet. That's all.
Yeah.
Oh, Chuck, can you bring your car to the mall, Chuck?
No, sir.
Man.
Nope. I'm just coming. I'm gonna come and enjoy the festivities. Get me some goddamn food from Lee, drink some beer, and do what I do.
Talk shit. Talk some good.
Yep. Talk some shit.
Now that mad
some money.
Laugh.
And hopefully I can make more money tomorrow than I made in Alabama.
Hey, make sure you gargle your throat for that laugh.
Eddie, fry somebody, Eddie, with your sleeping ass. This motherfucker goes to sleep on his own show.
What up, man?
No, I told you it was sleep, kid.
He knew it's all about the generic world.
Come on, Eddie, you got to pry somebody. You brought my ass in early.
He's frying you, Chuck. He's been frying somebody.
You know, fry me under false pretenses. Goddamn, let's fry some people that race this weekend.
Talk about it, man. You were there, man.
What you want me to tell you?
Tell that Tony Bynes, Doug Zay. Oh, my phone keeps jumping off me.
Oh, shit. I made good money off Tony.
we got that generic call.
Shit. Hey, Tony whooped them so bad the motherfucking car burned up on the other end. I ain't going to be fucking with their car like that, but that was a good race tip for me. Man, what was that in the background? Yeah.
I don't know, Chuck. This phone, this motherfucking connection fucked up, man.
Man, you need to buy you some new shit, man. You can't be fucking around with no talk show with no 1979 shit, man. You got to buy.
Oh, man.
You got to upgrade, man. Like Kid, do you hear Kid on
man.
Every show, clear as hell. We can't even hear your ass.
Y'all can't hear me.
You sound like shit.
Well, I gotta take the chance, man. I gotta.
No, don't start it off, dog. You good? You know. That must be Steve back there with all that noise.
Running the fork about the propane.
Hey, Steve, mute your mic for a second, Steve. Hey, Chuck, let me try, man. I hope it don't cut the show off, but I got to restart, man.
Man, don't restart it, man. Buy you a goddamn phone, man.
I hope this shit don't cut the show off. Hold on, y'all. Give me a minute.
Oh, Lord. It's going to be over, kid. He's going to fuck everything up now. Edging up. Eddie done fucked up the show.
Chuck, did you see the lady in the Camaro back off the line when my man went up and double balled her?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. She fucked him right up.
Yeah, she whooped his ass.
Yeah.
But what did they do that at? Was she in the beams? Did she make it to the beams or what?
Nope. He tried to double bub his ass. I mean, and she just sat there and waited.
Yeah.
What happened, Chuck? What I missed, Chuck? Who got whooped?
Oh, man. The trailer.
We're waiting on Eddie to get his motherfucking show together.
Daddy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It looked good too.
I know somebody will get their ass with tomorrow.
Oh man.
What y'all got a race locked in with that car tomorrow?
We gonna try to run by them tomorrow with the old mobile.
Y'all gonna try to race grandson?
Grandson and then yet.
Okay.
Hey, that mother track is right. That mother produce it, man. I want to put some more glue down.
Yeah, well, you couldn't ask for a better man to prep the track, Leon.
Yeah.
I don't know who looked good, but Terry y'all look real good going down there. I can't say nothing about everybody else.
Hey, okay,
he did look good.
All I could tell, I told Terry, it's your turn. Get on their ass tomorrow. They can stop looking. That bitch going down through now. That's all I can say.
But who do Terry y'all got a race with?
You got to run Victim. Ooh-wee. You got Victim tomorrow.
Okay.
And I see Bonds and Mr. B. Yeah, Mr. B and Bonds got to run tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, shit. Damn, Eddie, where you at?
I'm trying to get the show straight, Chuck. Oh, the show been messing up tonight?
That's Eddie Brackley-ass phone. It ain't the show. It's Eddie.
Chuck says he's still using a Prime Co.
Yeah, he got a Prime Co phone. Motherfucker ain't paid his minutes up.
Be careful, man. I'll lock your punk ass in.
Yeah. Y'all couldn't lock a motherfucker in if y'all had a lock company.
Oh, man.
Eddie, y'all bringing Mudbone be here tomorrow, won't it?
Yeah, it'll be there.
Hey, Leon, your car beat it at a mall too, so what's the difference?
Oh, man.
No, Chuck, man, ain't going to be at a mall.
I'm just saying, you know, everybody can say their car going to be there. What's the difference?
Chuck, you're being very disrespectful.
Hey Vic, mute your mic for a second, Vic.
Lord, how much?
Hey, kid, stop me when I'm lying, kid.
Oh man.
He can't do that to us because if he be lying, he'd be charged with kidnapping because he didn't stop to knock your ass.
Oh, my.
Yeah. We'll see tomorrow. We got some good racing going on tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right, I just get the fish fry going, man. Just have a little fun, man.
All right, hold on.
Huh? What's wrong with your fucking phone, man? We can't even hear you.
That's coming from Vic. I'm gonna have to be.
Fry Jeremiah. Oh. I hear somebody talking about Jeremiah
right
in the background.
That's gonna make it, man. All right, that was on Vic,
huh?
Man. I had to mute.
Oh,
okay.
Man, not the Jeremiah.
Come on, Chuck,
so,
man.
Wait a minute. So let me make this. So Jeremiah don't have a race tomorrow, right?
Not that I know of.
He said if he
rains. Okay,
tomorrow,
well, it ain't gonna rain then. Okay, we cool. That mean it ain't gonna rain tomorrow. I just gotta know.
Yeah. All right,
Eddie, what you got, man?
I'm waiting on you, Chuck.
You picked the races. Okay, all right.
All I know is they race twice down
Friday,
there.
Friday, 5 o'clock. Track just went hot. Jeremiah and James Blackwood quarantine. Nice little money. They get up there, goddamn it, at the right time of the day. Well, you got to remember, Alabama is on kill. That fucking track works like crazy. Anyway, they get up there. They got DMX tuning. He can't see shit. James Black walking around like he don't know what he's doing. Bud think he the motherfucking superstar driver. They
Lord
went right up there and spanked his motherfucking ass. With space. With space.
Train
Eddie,
smoke.
He thought he was the baddest motherfucking driver. Is that all Detroit got? They fucked up. Alright, who else we got, Eddie? Oh yeah. That motherfucking dog, let me tell you about my motherfucking dog. But he's frying the quarantine crew. But you gotta fry a motherfucker before that. That motherfucking dog, he seen Cal go down the track. He just immediately paid the little hoe out and took all this bolts out of his damn brake caliper and say his car was fucked up.
Oh, man, not the caliber fell off.
Hey, Eddie. Yeah, that's one good way to get out of fucking race.
Oh, man. Lord,
you got to, you got to fry that motherfucker right off the top.
Not the Willie dog.
You could drop his ass, Eddie. You scared to fry him? Oh, damn. He's gonna kill that motherfucker.
This is so fucked up, man. This is a nightmare.
Well, I didn't see all of the shit Saturday, but I can tell you who raced. Well, Tutu didn't get no race.
Mm-hmm.
But Saturday came. Tony had to race Quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a good little old shit going on. And Tony fucked up Quarantine again. I don't know what the fuck DMX thought he was doing.
Oh,
but he
man.
Fucked it up. Cobb pooed it, popped it. Tony went straight down the motherfucking track.
Straight
whacked
down
that
Broadway.
Ass. They burnt that bitch up on the big end. So
Lord,
I don't know what the fuck they thinking, but you need to fry Detroit ass for even coming to Alabama. Because they shit was not rich.
Man, Big Eddie, you gonna burn him. You gonna burn him.
Yeah.
Hey, that's why.
But you know what, Eddie? I don't generally do this, but I gotta give props out to Vaughn and them. Because they shit wouldn't get down the track. They was figuring it out and they said, fuck it. They gonna race anyway. He went up there, he made a move. The car went sideways a little bit. They got their ass blowed out for a little money, but you got to put the ass in the motherfucking fryer because they did not bag down. They shit wasn't right, but they went and raced anyway. You got to fry the ass. It go to good one though, Eddie. That motherfucking Tony, right before they race, Tony said, "Hey man, it's too much motherfucking dew out there." I'm like, listening, motherfucker, it was only 9:30 that night. You ran at 10:45 last night, and you couldn't even see what color the cars is. But he told Zay, "Hey man, it's too much motherfucker do out here. We can't race tonight."
Oh man!
So whatever they did, I don't know what happened. I think they just took the money off. I'm not sure. So Zay said, "Okay, that's cool. I got another sweet motherfucker over here, so we just take that little money off." So he finna race Murdoch, which is a bad motherfucking car. They was only supposed to race for a little bit of money, with some nice money. So everybody in Alabama loved Murdoch.
Murdoch.
So all of a sudden, the motherfucking bet tripled.
Eddie, it tripled.
Whatever happened, Zay went up there with his motherfucking braids. He's sweating in the motherfucking car, and he's sitting there. He got a little cloth now. He said, "Man, I got this shit. I got this. I'm finna fuck him up." They went out there, did the little burnout shit, and they fucking around. Man, that motherfucker let that button go. Murdoch damn near blew the fucking hood off the car. They went straight down there in a real motherfucking good fast. Got that check. Yes, I did make a little money on it. Well, I made enough money to pay my fucking trip off of it. But it was all good. And he beat the fuck out of him. So all
the
motherfuckers that been talking about him for 2 years because he couldn't get his car down the track. He back and he don't give a fuck about nobody.
Oh,
you know,
shit.
That's it. So you burn them motherfuckers from Alabama because they had everybody betting from Alabama with Murdoch.
Murdoch. Bad man.
Hold on, Eddie. I got some more.
I got some more motherfuckers to burn, Eddie. I got to burn every motherfucker from Chicago that don't bet with the home team. So I go, if I don't like the race, I ain't gonna bet. But it was a bunch of motherfuckers, and they know who he is, and I know they hear me. They bet against they, and they got their ass burnt. So fry them bitches extra hard, Eddie. Fry them.
Lord, how much you gonna burn up the Cisco?
Goddamn, boy, you had to kill them motherfuckers.
Yeah, gotta get some more Crisco. Cause I burn all that up.
You know what? It's all good, Eddie. But you know, I just don't bet against the home team when I'm out of town. I just won't bet. But these motherfuckers bet against me. And I know who they is because I got their fucking money in my pocket.
I heard that.
Chuck,
now,
what happened with the race with Balls Bad in the little truck?
Nah, you know what? Okay, I'm going to tell you. That was going to be as good as he was racing Danny and them. Tony went in the air. And, you know, once you go in there, you got a pellet. So that was a good race. But Tony turned around and raced Detroit and just fucked them up. I mean, made them blow that bitch up, burn it up, whatever. All I seen after the car went down the track, all the fire trucks went down there. You know, I hope they ain't fucked the cops. I know they did some damage. But he know what I'm saying.
Hey,
I ain't going to say nothing because when you fuck a cop like that, it's going to cost you a lot of money. But, you know, they're cool. They showed up.
How is it a good race when you get gapped?
Did you say what now?
How is it a good race when you get gapped? That's your gap, Tony.
No. What you got to understand is, Deke, when he raced Danny in them truck, Tony went straight up in there. So he had the pellet. I mean, it was a good race. I lost money on it because I was betting with Tony. You know what I'm saying? Because I thought he was going to win. But the truck went straight down. It was a good race. It was a good race. He fucked up. The car went up in there, and he lost. So, it was a good race.
He should be dumped in the grease too.
Well, I'm just greasing the motherfuckers that come up here, and because there was a lot of racing, I think. So I can't tell you all of them. If you motherfuckers wasn't there, I can't tell you what happened.
No.
I'm just talking about the guys from Chicago. You know what I'm saying? But you know, it was a good race, but he made it off. He made it right back on quarantine, so it's all good. You know.
Yeah, he did put some hurt on him. Truck put some hurt on him.
And you know what, D? The thing was, they was just in the staging lanes because Tony got paid a punk out or something like that. And they just got together and said, come on, let's do this race. And them motherfuckers race. And he got his ass blowed out. So I ain't mad at them. Because them motherfuckers trying to... Hey, you know what, though, D? They had more racing down there in one day than I seen at the track all year. I ain't talking about the street racing. I'm just talking about them motherfuckers was racing. And they was betting a lot of fucking money. So, you know, that's it. Loney will probably fuck up tomorrow. It's just who he gonna fuck up on, you know. So,
I agree with that. But him going up in the air, getting gapped.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, you know, you got to look at it like this, though, D. Am I gonna try to outrun this motherfucking Tedder Cobb or just lose that little bit of money? Because it wasn't a lot of money, bet. But they raped.
Right.
So I ain't mad at them. They tried some shit. And that would have been a good motherfucking race.
Well, that with Tony in the truck, what you said would have been a good race.
Yeah, that would have been a good race. You know, I got club. I bet with Tony and I lost. But I ain't mad. You know. I don't give a fuck. They made my whole fucking trip. So I'm good.
I want to run this by you, Chuck.
Yeah.
Now, Zay getting down the track. Terrio getting down the track. They both at home. Now, this might get off tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
So that should be a good race if it get off tomorrow. They both at home.
I
can't see them ducking each other.
It should be a good race. I don't see it happening, kid.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I believe it'd be a good race. I just don't see it happening. That's me. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
Terrio look good. They've been going good. I don't see it happening, though. And all of us want to see it happen, but I just, my opinion, I don't think it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
If they do, I'll be there watching.
Yeah. They both on the premises. The track being prepped real good, so I can't see why it shouldn't go down.
Yeah, well, it's gonna be a lot of these races get called off. I think they're gonna do some running tomorrow, but hey, I don't think it's gonna happen. I'd like to see it.
Yep.
I don't really
it's time for the radio boys to get down up at 41. They gonna have too many days to track like that.
Yeah.
They ain't gotta travel. They can get down right here.
You got good weather, you know what I'm saying? And Terry getting down the track, Zay getting down the track, Three Lug getting down the track. But I just don't think that race gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
It might be some more, but you know, it's all.
Yeah, well, only time will tell now.
Yeah.
Hey, Chuck, I got a text, man. I sent it to you. Send me a text. I sent it to you.
You got now. You want me to go find my motherfucking phone, man? My phone out in the damn car. What did it say, Eddie?
Why friend boss band.
Well, I already said, but I can't fry a motherfucker that ain't in the hood. They had so many motherfucking races there. You know what I'm saying? Chicago people.
But Dog got fried, he ain't from Chicago.
Oh no, he got fried because he fucked with Cal City Cal.
Oh, okay. He got fired.
That motherfucker took all the bolts out of his damn caliber and told me my car broke.
Okay, but wait a minute. Dog got fried because he messed with Cal City Cal, but Balls don't get fried when he was locked in the Runners 8.
Well, I told you what happened, D, but I did not know what they agreed on. But whatever it was, they came up with an agreement, and it don't matter. They went out there and fucked up Detroit. What's the difference?
Yeah, he did that.
So why not? I don't know if they paid him or however Tony did it. But if he had to pay him, if he had to pay him $200-$300, if he had to pay him $200-$300 to get that 10,000+, what the fuck is $200?
No, you're right about that. That wouldn't be nothing. But if you listen to the way that Zay said the raise went down, Tony got the fuck out on the pretense that they were gonna raise later. And he wasn't looking for the fuck out.
I don't know what happened. I told you I don't know what happened. But if they had to pay him $200-$300, I can't be mad, because the bigger picture was that he got paid big time.
Oh no, you're right about that. Tony got paid on the pretense that it was okay for Zay to, you know, to go on and run. Don't worry about our rate, we still gonna run. But when Zay made the pass, Tony didn't like what he seen, so then he wanted to get paid and didn't want to run. Now as far as what Zay did, Zay made the right move. It's always better to chase the big fish.
You're exactly right, and from what I seen, now I ain't no pro, I don't watch the car, but it was a whole bunch of motherfuckers didn't like what they put down, and they was like, nope. if I got to pay you $200-$300 to make 10+, then I'm gonna pay you $10,000.
Hey, I don't mind getting fried, but let me tell you something. No, hold on. I just want to say one thing. I don't want to hear y'all always on my ass about being one-sided. That's all I wanted to say. Don't say nothing about no being one-sided. Because now I'm going to show you how one-sided she is now, Chuck, with your lying ass. You was doing good with your lying.
Oh, man.
Let me tell you.
Hey, dog.
Let me get my side. Me and Kelsey the Cal was locked out for the whole damn pot. You think I was going to go out there and break my damn shit and have to pay the whole pot? Shit, if Kelsey hadn't let me bought out, I was going to run that motherfucker with the broke caliper on that bitch. I was going to run that bitch just the way it was.
Hold on.
Now,
hold on,
another
dog.
Thing, too.
Hey, dog.
Hold up.
You
another
did
thing,
the right
too,
thing,
now.
Dog.
Another thing. Why y'all won't let me? Y'all won't let me say my piece.
I'm talking to you, man.
Okay,
I'm talking to you.
No, I don't want you to talk to me. I'm just going to say my piece.
I'm just saying you did the right thing.
And again,
you did the right thing because you didn't want to get nobody fucked up.
Well, let me. Can I finish my statement, please? And I'll
go ahead. Go ahead, man. Go ahead, dog. Go ahead.
Then he gonna come on there with this bullshit ass lie. But now, don't get me wrong. Everybody know I don't like Flapjack. But let me tell you something. I don't. You know, he go. Oh, that was a good raid. That goddamn truck chain linked on his ass. How the fuck it was a goddamn good raid? He chain linked his ass. Then he ain't tell the other story about since you was frying everybody who got fucked up. Why you didn't tell how goddamn Kansas City got fucked up too by that turbo car? You didn't tell.
Oh,
that
man.
Well, hold on, dog. That was.
Yeah.
That
all
was
right.
Shootout.
I'm back on mute now.
That
I want to get my
that was
now.
Shootout.
I'm on mute.
That was shootout shit.
I don't give a fuck about.
I don't give a fuck about shootout.
No,
you know what I'm saying? And you know what, dog? You right. Because I know your car was fucked up. You know, but you got it good. But I don't do shootout shit. Whatever happened to shootout don't make no sense to me.
And the thing about it now, Chuck know my car was broke too, because Kansas City kind of done pissed me off a little bit. I thought, I mean, it was pretty tight. They went on there because they thought I was bullshit about my car being broke. They sent motherfucking his wife over there to make sure my car was broke.
Oh, man.
And I thought me and Kansas City was pretty tight. God damn.
No, dog. Y'all
and
still
Chuck
tight.
Chuck know my car was fucked up. Chuck
it's,
know my car was fucked up because Chuck was with me damn near every day.
Don't,
when they were trying to fix the motherfucker.
Don't, Hey, dog, don't do it like that. Don't do it
I got when it's something wrong, I'm going to tell you what's wrong.
No, your
you
car was
wrong,
fucked
whatever
up.
It is, but I'm going to tell my side. I'm going to tell the truth.
You can tell your side. Your car was fucked up. I'm just having a little entertainment shit. You know what I'm saying, so.
But I locked out the whole goddamn pot, shit. I'm just glad he let me out, let me bought out. If he hadn't let me bought out, I'd have cut that damn cable on that motherfucker, ran it out of there with one caliber on it.
Yeah, and we ain't want you to do that, dog. We don't want nobody to get fucked up. You did the right thing. You did the right thing. You ain't want to fuck the car up or
fuck somebody else. Well,
up.
Why my ass over here still burning and y'all done fried me?
Oh, man.
Motherfucker, you jumped in the motherfucking fire. You was about to get burnt.
Lord, how much?
And let me ask you this here now. I heard Brother D ask you the question. That was gonna be a good race. That man done chain link that done chain link on. How that's gonna be a good race here in chain link?
Hey, you know what, dog? You know what, dog?
You ain't saying that.
Hey, dog.
You
want to know why? You know what? Know why? Said it was a good race.
James Black them blow the tires off and shit stuff, but you still dog them out. So make your fucking mind up, Chuck. They blow their tires off. What they fucking do?
They got their ass whooped. That's all.
Okay, Tony got his ass whooped.
You know what?
Tony got his ass whooped.
But he sure did, and I lost money with him.
I ain't asking you about you lost no goddamn money, but you fried.
But
you
got you to realize
James
this,
and
dog.
Them. You fried them, but you didn't want to fry him. I go in the bathroom and spit that bitch
fry who? I didn't want to fry who?
I say you fried James Black and all of them and bugged them. They blowed the tires off, but you made an excuse for Tony, though. You made an excuse for Tony.
I didn't make no excuse. I said he went in there. He went in there and he got his ass blown out.
He got motherfucking gap just like the rest of them did.
Well, he got his ass gap.
Oh, but you didn't say that. You made excuses.
I said it was
a good race.
Hey, dog. I thought it was gonna be a good one. I bet it with Tony and I got my ass blown out.
Then you didn't want to tell the goddamn truth, because when Zay made that goddamn pass on that motherfucking Murdoch car, Tony seen that shit, he wanted his money all of a sudden.
Well, hey, I told you I ain't had nothing to do with that. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Yeah, you're right. You ain't got nothing to do with something because you're sucking dick, Chuck.
No, dog, you can't.
I never know.
You can't never tell
you
me that.
Dick like that, but you sucking dick.
No, dog, I never sucked dick.
Is.
I just
got
to support my boys.
You sucking dick.
No, I ain't sucking dick now.
You might have stopped that, dog.
I'll never do that.
You might have done spit it out, but you was sucking dick.
No, dog, you can't never say that about me, dog.
I couldn't until tonight until I heard you.
You can't never say that. I'm trying to promote my
boys. I couldn't say
they
it. I couldn't
good.
Say it until tonight.
So what's wrong
I
with
couldn't
that?
Say it until tonight. And I tell you what, when I catch that goddamn scandal car, I'm going up in your ass now, boy.
Oh, man.
You ain't got shit to fuck with me.
When you coming off like that, dog? When you going to have it out next time? When next time you got that scandal car?
Hey, dog, I hope to have it down October 2nd.
At
wheelchair race.
Lock the fuck in.
I said, I hope.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm at your ass now, boy.
I don't give a fuck about you, dog.
Don't want you to give a fuck. All I want you to do is lock me in, motherfucker.
I'm just saying. You can't change my motherfucking mind. I don't care what the fuck you
is. We ain't trying to change your mind. I'm trying to lock
you in,
motherfucker.
I'm just saying.
You
saying I'm fucking one-sided. I'm telling you what the fuck I seen.
I'm not trying to change your mind.
So you can't change my fucking mind because you could talk faster.
I'm not trying to change your mind. I'm trying to get on your ass.
You can get on my ass. Hey, dog, if my car be ready, I'll be down there at the zoo on October 2nd.
Okay, we're talking.
And as soon as, hold the fuck up, dog. Shut the fuck up, man. Let me talk.
I ain't trying to change your mind.
Let me talk. As soon as that bitch get ready, I call you my motherfucking self. Who the fuck you think's scared of you?
Mm.
tell me how I'm telling what the fuck I think.
You keep on talking about that. I ain't the man talking about racing. You talking about some bullshit.
I'm talking about racing, too.
About that bullshit you
I'm telling you,
about.
Dog. If
you
I got my shit back together,
I'm trying to change your mind. I ain't told you now time to change your mind. Not one time.
But you can't tell me how the fuck
man,
I want to tell what I want to tell.
I just,
you tell
I just,
people how they want to tell.
I was just
you cannot tell
so
me what
right.
the fuck I want to
okay.
say.
You
can't tell me what the fuck I want to say. I said what the fuck I want to say on Eddie's show.
When did I tell you
okay
what
then, so what the
I,
fuck
I,
are you complaining about?
I
told my
story
as I seen it.
Man, I don't care. I'm trying to say, I didn't say nothing about your story.
Okay, then. What the fuck is you complaining about?
I'm not complaining. I'm just trying to lock your
well,
motherfucking
fuck
ass
up, dog. It ain't got
don't
nothing to do with you.
Oh. All right, Chuck. You're right.
I'm telling my story the way I've seen it. And when my shit be ready, if it's ready October 2nd, I'll fuck you up. You
oh,
like
man.
That? Now, Eddie, is there anybody else want to complain about what the fuck I said?
Ain't nobody complaining about what you said, you drunk motherfucker. I keep telling you, nobody complaining about what the fuck
so,
you said.
So, what, so if I said it's a fucking good race, it was a good race in my eye, dog.
Okay, well, say in your eyes, because you must have been fucking drunk.
I was drunk. And I lost money. But it don't make no fucking difference. I said what the fuck I want to say.
And who gives a fuck what you said?
You must give a fuck because you on here complaining.
You got it wrong, you drunk motherfucker.
Now take your ass and mute your fucking mic. You said what you had to say.
Go get you another
like
you're
going
to
change my motherfucking mind about what the
oh,
fuck
man.
I say.
Go drink you another beer, you drunk motherfucker.
I am. I'm drinking like a motherfucker, but it don't make no difference. My mind don't change.
13. I think that's 13 with the black shirt.
And you know what, dog? You know what? You still cool with me, but I'll fuck you up.
I'm waiting on you. You ain't waiting on me, boy.
You right. I'm waiting on the man. As soon as the man say that shit ready, I'm down.
Well, until he says ready, then shut the fuck up. And you still cool with me.
Damn. Motherfucker, I have something else for your ass there. I'm going to bring something else.
Any fucking thing you set your motherfucking spanking ass in, boy.
You said that. You said that at the race, too. Remember that?
Hold on. As long as I paid my money or I bagged it up. Anything you said in, you ain't got to be scandalous. I don't give a fuck what you said in. Whatever you said in, motherfucker, you got a race, boy.
All right, I'm gonna work that out, dog. I'm going to work it out. I just ain't got shit running. Ain't nothing running. Nothing.
Well, shut the fuck up.
We ain't got a damn car in the fight. I'm just a sideshow spectator like everybody else on this fucking phone.
Oh, man. What you
over
raising hell about,
Chuck? Motherfucker, in my business ain't got no business in my business.
Lord,
how much? My motherfucking buddy, your buddy, that motherfucking Willie Dog.
Oh, that's doggy dog. That's doggy dog.
He still gonna be my buddy, but I'll fuck his ass up.
we still buddies, but motherfucker, I'm waiting on you to lock up until you get some hard pressure. Whatever you got to wait on, you get.
Hey dog, I don't say shit until my car running, and
well,
it ain't
you're
running.
You talking now, motherfucker?
I'm just talking. I ain't talking about racing.
Get locked, bad guy.
I ain't going to say shit because I know, I hopefully the car be ready, but if it don't, I can't say shit. But when it's ready, I'll be down there to get your ass.
Uh-oh. Oh, man. I like that.
And, you know, I don't give a fuck about traveling nowhere.
Not down the middle
of
Georgia.
Like goddamn boy.
I repeat, well, you came in late, Leakin. I tried to lock him in. I'm waiting on him. He ain't waiting on me. So get some arm pressure. Did talk that shit. Lock the fuck in. Stop talking.
I can't lock my car in when it's not running, dog. I'm just, you shut the fuck up. I can't lock my car in when it ain't running. I don't know if it's going to be ready. If it's ready, then I'm on your ass. And I ain't going to call the show. I'm going to call you.
Oh, man. Not direct.
I don't need no motherfucking side-ass motherfuckers trying to get my business.
Oh, happy day.
It's going to be all right.
In the morning.
In the morning.
Y'all boys, take it easy, baby. Y'all boys, take it easy.
We still gonna be good, but I'm gonna fuck him up whenever he ready. Whenever I get ready, how about that? I'm gonna make it right, since I can't mispronounce it.
Hey, is all the cooking over with? No, get your ass in there, Mom, so you can get cooked.
Oh, man.
I might bring that slow motherfucker tomorrow. Go ahead, Mike. Bring it out. Enjoy yourself. We got to support the team. Some people got the track working pretty good. Some old poor-ass motherfuckers, some junk, raggedy-ass ties. Bring them raggedy motherfuckers, too. It was good tonight. They get a motherfucker come up and prep the track, and you can't find a song, but everybody won't come and watch somebody else tonight. There's a lot of watching going on now.
Oh, come on, Leon. I thought they cut the bushes down.
See, they know bushes. They made them grow. Even I watch. I always been watching. So I get some more pressure. I'm always watching. So I help y'all. I'm not even on my last piece back in action. See y'all again. Y'all a little bit tonight.
Goddamn, Eddie. You done been quiet now. Open your fucking mouth.
Yeah.
The phone messing up,
that's all.
Oh, man, not
right,
the fire
call. Right there came out clear.
We hear everything but your ass.
Yeah.
Hey, Chuck, you too rough,
man.
You
too
rough,
Tom. No, I ain't rough, Leon. I'm just speaking my motherfucking mind. You don't. If you don't like what the fuck I'm saying on the phone, hit the fucking red button.
Oh, man.
I'm good. I'm
I got,
good.
And I got that from the Godfather. Yeah. It ain't my motherfucking show. I'm just a spectator talking shit.
You're doing a good job, son. You're doing a good job.
Hey, I learned good from you, dog. But I ain't gonna never let a motherfucker change my motherfucking mind because they think they can tell me what the fuck to do.
See, that,
ain't nobody
that's
tell me what the fuck to do.
That's all I was trying to say when I be doing my bad report. They do me the same thing. I got it.
That's your shit. You run it how you want to run it. So I can't never let a motherfucker change my mind of what the fuck I'm saying. Nobody.
Hey, Chuck, you know what? I go to 41 tomorrow. I went in Pan Pan tomorrow. Pan Pan.
You running prime time with what, Leon?
I'm gonna wear my prime time shirt tomorrow.
Oh, you gonna wear your prime time? Okay.
Yeah, I like. Hey, that red shirt I got from Tony. I like that motherfucker shirt the way they made that top of all them cars on it like that. I like that motherfucker.
Yeah. Well, I don't give a fuck what you wear, long as you don't wear no mud bone shirt. You all good.
Oh, come on, Chuck.
speaking of shirts,
I can't get no mop. I gotta order.
Good night.
I gotta order. I gotta give him 100, Mark, and I really don't
want to
invest.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on.
I got you.
Hey Leon.
Yes, sir.
I got a serious question that some just fucked my head up. Because I know that I heard, why the fuck would y'all get the track prep up here? And somebody had the track prep last month, and they said you shouldn't do it. It's a waste of time and money. Now all of a sudden the race for tomorrow is being prepped. I want to know what the fuck is the difference. Because, you know, me and you big-time racers, so we don't need a lot of prep. So why the fuck is the track getting prepped tomorrow?
Oh, shit.
I want to know. I don't know.
Hey, Chuck, we might be related, because I asked that same question, and he, the answer I got, he said it wasn't what I was asking. He said one, two, but I said it looks like it looked like the people who you want to see at your race, that's the only reason, the only way they come out there. So people come to your race because you want to see them at your race, but they don't make your race. They make more people. But you can prep, pay, you paying to get this man a cup of and prep it, and that man prepping the shit out of it, and the motherfuckers ain't racing. It was so fucking nice. If I could have my car, I'd probably sit up to my tail tonight on the airbag.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm still looking for that answer, cause.
Oh shit.
I want to know that fucking answer.
I'm glad when the dog didn't start this shit.
Hey,
oh, man.
It was a decent crowd. Now, this is me, and I don't give a fuck. They don't like it. It should have been way more cars down there at that fucking track. That's the same way these companies wait on these shows to criticize somebody. They should have their stinking ass at the track with their car. But guess what? A bunch of them left their cars at home to go watch Three Lugs, Dave, Jeremiah. Even Jeremiah came out there with his car.
Oh, man. Not Jeremiah.
But it's a lot of them left their shit at home to come watch somebody else. And guess what was going around the track? Oh, I don't want to do that. You got to give me some. That's why he stayed off the fucking trailer.
Lord,
all that went away.
I just want to know the answer to the fucking question.
You can't ask me, Chuck, I would never glue the fucking check. But these dumb bitches don't come to the goddamn fence.
I've been on
the highway all fucking day, Chuck. And ain't no way in the hell I'm gonna leave a car at home and your car at home would save me for tomorrow. You don't get the ass. You don't get the ass work.
Got a point there.
Can you answer the question, kid?
No, I can't, Chuck.
Because I know you be on most of the shows, and
Chuck,
I was hearing about it, but I couldn't believe it.
Did you look at your phone, Chuck?
Not yet. Hold on, let me find it.
Yeah, look at your phone. Maybe goddamn daddy's back.
Okay, let me see. Oh, damn. What the fuck is that?
Daddy is fucking back.
Damn. I see it now. I'm just...
I'll tell you what, man. After tomorrow night, goddamn 9, 16, and 5/8 to go to swinging.
Yeah. Damn, I just want to answer the fucking question.
But Chuck, I told you the way I feel about it, and I asked the same question yesterday, and you asked it today, and you weren't, and I wasn't even on no show. I didn't want to criticize people, something to talk about. I asked that on the show. Why would y'all spend all this money to get the truck prep? First of all, it's sad to say that Detroit ain't coming.
Motherfuckers
around this should know how to tune their car to go down the track and see if want somebody to
all
that money.
Everybody up here got clicks on, so what the fuck they need super prep for?
Oh, man.
But I can tell you, it's a few people that wasn't getting down to Texas, today. They get down into that. They get down in now. That motherfucker said, you want glue? I'm going to give you glue.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he going to have the truck, right? I'm just going to see.
Now, you know, Terrio was the worst. Terrio couldn't get nowhere. He's taking the goddamn windshield out the goddamn top. That fucker ain't taking nothing down. That bitch shaking ready to shake a motherfucker head.
Mm.
Well, I give him a
plus because he ain't no quitter. He keep on going.
Leon, I'm gonna address this question to you like I did Chuck. Now Zabo's getting down the track. Terrio getting down the track. I can't see why this race don't get off tomorrow.
Well, so, hey, kid, just step back and get some popcorn and keep together. And you gonna see tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah.
You're going to see a lot of shit tomorrow. I'm going to just say it like this. Those major people are going to race tomorrow. I don't want none of that. He looks too good for me. I ain't getting him nothing. But he got to give me a spot. That's the shit I was in tonight.
Oh, man, not the shit that happened in Alabama.
Yeah.
Oh, happy day.
Terrio making the trip. They got making the trip. They cut me it off.
Oh, man. Not cutting him off at the 560.
He cutting that bitch all down and out.
Yeah.
Scotty down there making the motor pair. I guess Scotty going to spray his tomorrow. Somebody going to get the ad with tomorrow.
Yeah, it won't be long now. This time tomorrow night, goddammit, the hospital is going to be full.
Mm-hmm.
Throwing
them
asses
and
can
Freddy.
On.
Mr. B and Freddy, getting down
Yeah.
It won't be full if they was doing like Leon said they was doing.
Oh.
Oh, you know what, though? I know a lot of them like to bring their cars up and say they run their cars and support. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I, you're going to get that tomorrow too. But and if they come out and support and let somebody else make some money, I ain't going to be mad. Fuck it. I know this kid.
Well, you know what, Leon got a point. But the only problem why they ain't really racing, because they can't take that heat, goddamn it, Monday morning when the other little show come on.
that is the big point.
They can't stand talk getting their ass blowed out.
But, hey, Chuck, you know what, though? My mother told me, said, man, they tell your ass up on the morning show, and then when they go over to the Woody Dawg show, they just skin the skin off your ass. I ain't fucking with that. I just go check and watch somebody else go. Fuck y'all.
Yeah, because the dog ain't going to miss a motherfucking point when somebody make one. Hey. Yeah.
Mr. B and Bob going to get it on. Drag going to run tomorrow. Ooh, wee.
Well, now, y'all got the same problem we got down here. I heard Zay was going to damn Lapeer.
See, it doesn't look like it to me, dog. He posted up down there right now. I just left about that bitch.
So if they going to Lapeer and they're going to be at 41, how the fuck they going to run?
Hey, dog, if they going to Lapeer, you must have been load up and go to Lapeer now. Because it still doesn't look like you've been load up to me.
No, I'm just saying what I had. What about the race?
No, you know what? I don't know what his plans was. He might have been scheduled to go to the pier, but since they brought the track prep people in, might have changed his mind and feel like he can run some of these motherfuckers over here. I don't know. It makes sense to me.
Yeah, Chuck, I got you. But what about, you said him and Terrio, what about him and Ball? They were supposed to get it on too, now.
Yeah, yeah, and you know what? It might happen, dog. I see it. I don't know. I don't be on there like that, buddy.
Like I said, yeah. it's going to be hell to tell the captain come tomorrow.
Boss, on his way up there now.
Yeah, he is.
I'm going to say this here. I love all my racing buddies, but if you look like shit and that motherfucking pocket change come up here, I got to go with pocket change now.
Yeah, well, Leon, it's an old tradition. You bet your money to win. You don't give a fuck who it is.
But I don't think pocket change gonna have no easy. It's not gonna be an easy fight.
Hey, where's Chef at? Well, I want to hear what Chef Lee said. He always keep it. Chef, what you say about that shit, Chef? How you betting your money?
No, that nigga was over there cooking French fries and chicken.
About what, though?
No, you bet your money. Hold on, let me see what Chef Lee said. You bet your money with the home team, or you bet with where you think you can win it?
I won't bet against the home team. If they down out of town, I won't bet against them.
There you go.
But you know what, though? In that behalf, yeah. Tony Brown got three little locked in. They got Puerto Rico Pete. I'm gonna stay out the way on them races there.
They got radios on the slicks. What they got on?
Everybody got radios on, dog. Okay. I do want to see Tony Brown and Dayron though. I like to see that. I love to see that. That needs to happen.
Yeah, I wouldn't bet against the home team, but, I mean, I'd rather just not bet.
Okay.
I'd rather stay out of
there. There you go.
Yeah.
But I can tell you, Lee, I don't bet against the home team out of town. Up here is something different. If Three Lug and Tony run, I'm going with pocket chain. If Pete and pocket change run, that's a toss up. If Zay run pocket change, I'm betting with Zay. I can tell y'all that off the bat. They ain't got to hide shit.
I'm not gonna bet against Pete and Tree Love because I jump in each one of them goddamn cars. But
I know that's your boys and everything. But I'm telling you how I'm gonna go.
Right. So my only coming up.
Hey, Chuck. Chuck knows they got a dick too. Hey, Chuck knows they got a dick on that thing now. He got a pecker.
Not the pecker.
It didn't make no difference in Alabama, so who gives a fuck about a pecker?
Well, they put pecker on. You just go put one on. You like
I'm just telling you how I go, how I seen them. You know, there might be something different. You know, but you're right. I would love to see Zay and Terrio race. If they race, I wouldn't give a fuck about nobody else.
I think that's going to happen, Chuck, because I'm going to say this here. A nigga might not tell the truth. I seen some wild shit when that bitch shot up out of there now.
It look good, Leon. It look good.
I got to give it to him that every time he goes to that bitch chat, I don't know if he's having to knock the goddamn paint off, strips off the window, or something, or shake the whole goddamn rear out the shot. But, hey, now he's spending a little money in his car, and he's doing something nasty now. It looks good now.
Leon. Hey Leon, I got a little joke for you. I ain't never betting on the fish that break out in the burnout box.
Damn, who did that joke?
You heard what happened in Ohio.
Oh shit. Holy, come out that bitch.
No, that wasn't in Ohio, Chuck.
Yes, it
was. When the
no, no, Leon, we was in Ohio. We was in Ohio.
Uh-huh. Come on, Chuck,
because
I'm lost. You got me kicking me off.
Come on, man. You know what happened? We was in Ohio.
When I
and it did burn out. He couldn't even hold the fucking car. You know what happened?
Ontario, please just talk about
yeah.
The old.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey Leon, ain't never been there. No motherfucker can't make it out the burnout box.
Well, Chuck, you know what? I'm gonna say this. He did the right thing. He say he don't want to drive. He getting out the seat. He can't take the pressure. Yeah, man, I'm running some fucking rain. What the fuck? That's a Maryville. Yeah, yeah, Chuck. Hey, Terrio, probably admit it. He can't drive as good as he used to, and the car's a little more faster.
Oh, no. I mean, he got a car. He got Pete driving. It's good, but, you know.
I'm working on him. I told him. That motherfucker got to put a brick to do a burnout and then open the door and take the brick out. Well, that's something they got that something hanging upstairs. Everything he put his toe in, that motherfucker sound like he's in the closet. Damn, beat too hard in that water bottle.
Yeah, let's see tomorrow what happens. I'll
yeah,
be there by 4. I'll be there at 4 o'clock.
Somebody gonna get their ass whooped at five. I think Mr. B and Vaughn run at five. Wait a minute, who run at five? I think Mr. B run at five o'clock. Oh, Terrio and Dick. Ooh, that's gonna be a good race. I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Hey, what time the curfew at 4 to 1? What time the curfew at 4 to 1?
I think we're on 11 o'clock tomorrow.
11 o'clock.